Blog Talk Radio.
Anyone doing that one?
Which one? 30.
I'm doing it.
30 days in the hole.
Yeah, nice.
30 days in the hole. 30 days in the hole.
Lord have mercy.
Oh yeah.
Got a lot of people in the switchboard. If you'd like to join the show right now, what's going on? You keep that, I'll get it out for you. And right off the bat, we're going to listen to a little bit of live President Trump.
I got them to pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year. They hadn't paid for years and years and years anything substantial. My deal was they were going to pay billions of dollars and it would have already taken place. And I refused to renew the deal. The deal expired. He's better than anybody. I said, we're going a month-to-month basis. Do you believe it? We want a five-year deal. I said, no, because you're not paying us. Why are we protecting you? You took our television business. You built the ships. You built everything. You're making a fortune, and you're not paying us for military protection. And we're protecting you against a very hostile nation. Why? And they were very angry. They're great negotiators. But finally, they agreed to pay hundreds of millions of dollars, and it was because their budget had already been passed. I said, that's okay. But in January or February, we're going to meet, and you're going to pay us $5 billion a year. And they said, no. But eventually, they said, you know, I can tell when they're about ready to fold. So we didn't renew the deal, and we were going to get billions and billions of dollars from South Korea, who we protect. And they're great. They're wonderful. Everything's wonderful. But we were being taken advantage of. Again, kill us on trade and kill us on the military. And what happened? They just renewed it for a cost of living increase. Think of it, a cost of living increase. So we've been protecting them for 85 years. And they'll pay if you ask them. Nobody asks. In fact, I said, why are we paying for your military? Because that is the way it has always been. Well, that's not a great answer, I didn't think. I said, but that won't be the way, but I guess he turned out to be right because they just got a cost of living. Think of that, a cost of living increase of less than 1%. We would have gotten at least $5 billion from them. We fully rebuilt the U.S. military and created the first new branch of the United States Armed Forces in 75 years called the Space Force, so desperately needed. A lot of people, a lot of things happening right here on the Space Force, too. We ended the forever wars in Iraq, Syria, and Somalia, and Afghanistan. We brought them back home. And this is just the finishing little. We brought them back home. We're down to very few soldiers in any of those places. And I'm very proud of it. It was so bad. I'd visit soldiers at Walter Reed Hospital where the doctors are truly fantastic what they can do. But I'd see these young.
How you doing, Joe?
Hey, good evening, Donnie. How are you doing?
Good. Kathy and Daniel, how are you doing?
Hello.
Well, hello, Kat. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, what y'all up to? Now, Mama's on her cell phone. She's got another call. She'll be here directly. Just
alrighty.
Okay.
And this is I was playing President Trump in Greenville, North Carolina, live, and listen to a little bit more.
And it say, no, they're not, sir. They're not okay. I said, "General, I'm having a great conversation." And the mother's off his arms and said, "Oh, my son was such a great football player. Sir, he had an arm that was so powerful. He was so strong. He could throw a ball so far. He was such a good player," or other things. They tell me these stories about, they just were so in love with telling the stories about their son or their daughter. In some cases, their daughter. And then I'd look at the general and say, "Well, it's amazing the way they can handle it." And then the plane would come in and the general would say, "Sir, it's not going to be good." And that door would open up, that big back door, right, would open up from this incredible, powerful machine that can lift up army tanks like it's nothing. And it would open up and there'd be one or two or three or four coffins. And I'd see the same people that were talking to me so jubilant about their child, how great the child was, would start screaming, screaming, screams like I've never heard before. It was the most terrible thing to watch. And the general in charge would say, "Sir, you're going to see things that you maybe will not have seen." "Like what, General?" I said, "Mothers and wives and even fathers sometimes breaking through the military ranks and jumping on top of the coffin." And I got to see that one time where a mother was just, she went just absolutely, she was devastated. She jumped on and these incredible, extremely fit soldiers are taking that coffin and would jump onto the coffin and they would just keep walking. They wouldn't do a thing. They would just keep walking. And the mother was on the coffin, and this is for Afghanistan and for Iraq and for these other places where so many mistakes were made, where we shouldn't be, and we can't do that. And we're moving them out. We're moving them back. 21 years, we've heard 19 years, but it's not 19. Now it's 21 years in Afghanistan. It's enough. And we haven't lost a soldier in Afghanistan since January last year. We haven't lost a soldier, not one single soldier.
But if you go to Chicago now, over 4,000 has been lost.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's President Trump in Greenville, North Carolina.
All right.
The GOP convention. There you go.
Go Trump.
You bet. You bet. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. If you'd like to join the show, please push one on your keypad and bark away. Wake up.
Hello?
Joe's asleep. Wait, he's probably getting his dinner.
No, what happened? I'm here.
I think Big Cat's on here now. I don't know.
Oh, Big Mama?
Yeah, Big Mama, you on?
I guess not. Not yet. Huh?
Not yet.
Having trouble with your cell phone, Cat?
No. I had to call my cousin back on my other. This is my landline.
Uh-huh.
And I had to call my cousin back on my other phone because Daniel was having a fit.
We don't want to be late.
You never want to be late, Kathy. Come on,
that's
Big
right.
Mama.
That's right, Kathy and Daniel. Because Donnie, he's thinking of taking away your hourly salaries from being late.
He thinks he's got so much power over me. You know what?
He's damn right. There's a
because
big X by your name, and I can push that X at any time. Be careful now. Be careful what you say.
Hey, that cat's now a regular on the show. You can't treat her like that.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, Joe, he told me one time he had his finger on mute, getting ready to mute me one night.
Oh, he's ready for everybody like that. Oh, now that's part of his job. I don't blame him. You know, you got
right.
You don't have that disease where you talk over people. Neither you nor Daniel have that disease. But there are people who come into the show. I'm not even talking about Gene. I'm talking about people who come in who are not ready.
Yeah.
And they like to talk over people. That's part of the job. You can't let people just come in and take over the show.
That's right, Joe. You tell her.
But But Cat's not like that. Cat's very Cat weight.
Hey,
Daniel, weight.
You were doing fine.
Fine until I started on her side again.
Now
well, I'm sorry. I
now
am sorry,
quiet.
But I'm on that member of the family right now. Okay.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that.
But don't worry, Cat. Next week I'll be on his side.
Oh.
Yeah, but
oh,
I got to
no.
listen to her for a whole week. You don't know
yeah.
how that. Oh, yeah, the Bianchi's arguing with some people. How you doing, Fly Cat? All
oh,
by
yeah.
design, thanks to those who have been placed in office. Fly Catch is in the chat room.
Okay. I went to Monkey Works. You know, Cat, Daniel, I'd rather have you two narrate what's going on. I couldn't take it for longer than a few minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That
oh,
was
man, cool. I love it.
I was there yesterday. It came on. He's live. And I almost, what the hell is this?
Right.
There's that big plane coming in here, and there's one going out there. I don't give a damn where they're going. Just
you know,
get
yeah.
the hell out of this. Get me the hell out of this. I was in plain hell. I'm
Donnie,
telling you.
Here lately, it's important, y'all. Here lately, what he's been talking about is these planes leaving out from the border, taking these immigrants all over the country. See?
Yeah.
You know, they're loading them up and flying them to today. The one I saw today, they took a bunch to Chicago. You know,
yeah. Let's talk about
hang
what
on,
higher
Brent.
Education.
Oh, hang on, Kathy. Damn, I started playing this shit and ass. Hold on. Okay, go ahead, Kathy. I'm sorry. Chicago.
Yeah, and Kentucky is another one. They take them to these airports and they load them into buses. And I do not know what happens to them after they load them onto these buses. I do not know. He doesn't either.
No, he doesn't.
No, and
then he
keeps up with all the traffic down to Gitmo and these other military prisons around. He says there's not
right.
much traffic to Honduras or Puerto Rico.
Well, I wanted to know that, too, yeah. That was interesting to me. I wanted to know how many planes were going to Puerto Rico.
Well, that's what he tells you. That's
no,
what,
no,
why?
I know. Kathy, I don't care who's going to Puerto Rico. That's the point. I'm sorry.
Well, I think I'm
going to
leave y'all,
it up to you and Daniel to keep us informed.
Well, I
yeah,
told
yeah.
y'all what I believe. I believe they are sending people down there for tribunals. That's what I believe. That's
okay.
what all the traffic back and forth is.
Okay,
like,
I hope you're right.
Like we were saying, Kat, I'd rather have you and Daniel make the narrative than going on the site.
Yeah, and me and Joe having to sit there and listen to something we don't understand. And you know, I was waiting for the other screen. I thought maybe he had all the buses. You know, I was looking for little buses leaving, you know, Chicago, O'Hare Airport, and I, you know, with these immigrants. Little buses. It was all planes.
Well, he says he wishes that more people, he had more eyes on the ground, you know. People
mm-hmm.
at these airports,
mm-hmm.
and they fly them in at night, you know, when there's, you know.
Yeah.
They do these flights at night. So
right.
nobody is really there to see who's getting off those planes, you know.
Yeah.
I need to share some breaking news.
Oh.
Breaking news, we talked about it last week. I'm just going to say subject plasma beam.
Oh.
Okay, if you want to right now, go to bitshoot.com, www.bitshoot.com. Type in gene decode as the subject. Go to relevance, go to newest first, if you want to see the newest first, and it will pull up, it's the second one down. It says, Gene Decode shares rare footage of Space Fleet fighters taking out ships and pictures. And you will see what our space command does, and you will now understand why we need one and what it's there for.
Hmm. You know, I'm glad you brought up BitChute, because I was there a couple of days ago, and I was going to say to you guys, did they change the videos around? Because it seems like all the good conspiracy theory videos weren't on the page.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, this is a video. If you if you call this lightning, well, then you know it must be lightning on Mars or something. I don't know, but it's not Earth's lightning. It's in broad daylight. It's a video of our space command taking out deep underground military bases in 2018. This was in 2018. This video.
Mm-hmm.
And because I talked last week how they had to retake some of the bases because some of the Ashtar command, one of the regiments that are in the taking back of the bases, they betrayed the White Hats. They turned on us. We had to retake bases. But in 2018, this video will clearly show you shots coming from up above. That's all I can say.
Laser beams or something.
Well, yeah, they're brightly colored.
It's not lightning.
No, it's not lightning at all.
Well, okay, I'll go and check it out. Did you guys hear about how the aliens actually disarmed every nation's nuclear weapons?
Yes.
Well, maybe later, if Donnie doesn't mind, you guys can elaborate on that.
Okay. Flycatch, I agree. You're right about that. Titanium in Afghanistan. You're right about that. That's
what,
why
staying there too long?
Yeah, because at that point we're still there.
We shouldn't have been there to begin with.
Yeah, right. But there's something, you know, they have a mineral, and you know what it is. We've talked about it many times on this show, and that's why we're still there. I think that's why Russia wanted it.
I read. Now, I'm sounding like Cat and Daniel now, but I'm going to preface it with I read that years ago now, that the reason we were there, and this seems to be a plausible reason, not a moral one, but a plausible one, is because they had $1 trillion worth of rare earth minerals. That's what I read.
That is, I have heard that.
I did see a video. It's some kind of a rare diamond it's not a diamond, it's diamond-like with
titanium.
High energy or something.
Yeah.
Titanium.
Yeah.
What is it, Donnie?
Titanium.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Titanium is...
Like Flycatch said, they use it in aerospace.
Yeah.
Industry.
Yeah.
And we don't have it here in the United States.
Isn't titanium an alloy, or is it an element?
Do I look like a damn teacher to you?
I think titanium is an element.
Okay.
I'll look it up, though. I'll look it up, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah,
because,
thank you, college boy. I'm glad you're here.
Well, like,
hey,
you
ain't
got
to go to college
face.
To get on a computer, I promise you that.
Yeah, I'm not on my PC. But titanium is the hardest material in the world. It's the hardest substance. Harder
is
than
it?
A diamond.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's why it's used.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're still in Afghanistan, I believe.
Well, Trump was talking tonight at the convention about bringing the troops home from over there. You know.
Well, he said that we did. You know, we still have a few over there, and Biden's going to probably increase forces. But when we start talking about Trump and whether or not he's going to be reinstated, let me already put the kibosh on it and say that one of his lawyers said that he is not going to be reinstated.
No, he's not. He's still kicking, by the way. Hold on.
Human nature, can we?
Zuckerberg. It's another beauty.
Oh.
But they say they may allow me back in 2 years. No, I'm not too interested in that. They may allow me back in 2 years. We got to stop that. We can't let it happen. So unfair. They're shutting down an entire group of people. Not just me. They're shutting down the voice of a tremendously powerful, in my opinion, a much more powerful and a much larger group. Because you know what? When the Democrats say defund the police, open borders, sanctuary cities, all of these horrible, horrible cancel culture things, their policy is terrible. And I say a lot now, there's no way they go 50-50. Who the hell wants to defund the police? Look at what's happening where they're defunding the police. The crime rate is going up by 50, 60, 100%, 131% in one city. They don't even know what to do, but they keep doing it. The policy is so bad. You know what? They're smart, and I said, they're vicious, and they stick together. But I don't believe it's 50-50 because our country isn't there. We're not a 50-50 country to defund the police and to have sanctuary cities where criminals are allowed to be protected. I'm telling you, I think a lot of these elections where they always seem to have an advantage, I don't believe it. I can't believe that some of these states that are blue, that they're blue. I know those people. They're smart people. And I see so many people. They love me because they love what I stand for. And they're not into these things. There's something going on, and we have to be very, very careful with our election process. Because I don't believe we're a 50-50 nation where these states are split evenly. They can't be split. This is corrupt elections, possibly, and we can't allow it to go on. And I can tell you, and you'll see it, because more and more it's coming out, the things that happened in the recent election, dead people voting, dead people. Worse is dead people voting who had to apply to vote. So, you had people that are dead that applied to vote. And by the way, I'm talking about thousands of people, thousands and thousands of people, dead people, illegal aliens voting, Indians getting paid to vote in certain states, including Arizona and Nevada, getting paid to vote. You're not allowed to get paid to vote. It's a terrible thing that's going on. We have to clean up those rolls. We have to do so many things. But we're not going to have a country if you don't have election integrity. And if you don't have strong borders, our country can be run like a dictatorship, and that's what they'd like to do. I don't even think Biden is the dictator. If anybody knows who the hell is running that operation, you can let us know, because I don't think it's Joe, but who the hell knows? Maybe it is. Maybe it is. And with all of the things currently going on, especially the prosecutorial misconduct that's going on at a level like nobody's seen for many, many years, that's all that's happening, and that's what they're doing. They want to silence you. They want to silence your voice. Remember, I am not the one trying to undermine American democracy. I'm the one that's trying to save it. Please remember that.
All right. President Trump still giving his speech in North Carolina, Greenville. He's getting a standing ovation right now. Okay.
All right. Are you going to play that video, that audio that I sent you for Joe?
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for Bianchi to get... Oh, let me get Critic in here.
Okay.
How you doing, Critic? And I'm waiting for Bianchi.
Hey, dude. I'm pretty good.
My,
I have
buddy.
Another, or
what's that?
Well, I told Proof about this, but he may want to get him on his show. But I came across this the other day. You remember Demond Wilson?
Yeah.
Sanford
and Son, right.
On there, as he left Hollywood years ago,
right?
And he was doing ministry, but he had written a book 23 years ago about, it's called New Age Millennium, and it was about all the stuff that's going on today, about what we're going through today, and he had spent 3 years researching all of this stuff.
Really?
And oh yeah. And it's on his site. And he's given a couple of interviews last year. If you pull it up on YouTube, it's called the Mon Wilson Live interview.
Yeah. See if
there's
I can
a couple
get it.
Of, yeah.
Well, okay. does he say how it's going to turn out?
Well, he wrote about what was gonna happen and everything,
yeah.
And this, like, 1998 is when he put this book out.
Mm.
And so he was talking about a lot of stuff about how this COVID stuff was nothing but a fraud. He was talking about, you know, this vaccine stuff is nothing but a chip. He was talking about the New World Order is what he was calling it. He
yeah.
talked about Alex Jones. He didn't mention him by name, but he talked about when he snuck in there in the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
And he was talking about a lot of stuff in Hollywood and how satanic that they were, and which is the reason why he left Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that book. I do want to get that book. Now, which one is it? I'm on the Mont Wilson Live, but it's an hour and 44 minutes and 2 hours.
The other one is about, he was talking about on both of them, but the one, if you start to play it, basically, he's talking about the book and the stuff that's going on today. Now, there is one where he does mention a little bit about Sanford and Son and the series. And that book is basically a 411 about stuff that went on behind the series that people might not have known about. But the one interview, he's strictly talking about what's going on today.
Okay, let me see if we can get this going up here.
Now, you may not want to play the whole thing because it's over an hour or an hour and 15, but he really gets...
You're talking about... Okay, I was just about to play a two-hour one. Let me put it on to hour and 44 since that's probably where it is. Wow. He wrote this in, when was it?
The price.
1998 is when that book came out.
Wow.
Yahweh, the creator of all things visible and invisible. Most of the things that we see in society, in this United States society, are pagan worship. The obelisk in Washington, the rotunda, the Statue of Liberty. It's all pagan, the way that the Pentagon, the White House, Pennsylvania Avenue is set up. It's set up in the shape, if you have an aerial view of an owl, those people go to the groves and they worship Lucifer. That's the God. I don't know how many Freemasons are going to listen to this broadcast, but I wrote a book 22 years ago called The New Age Millennium, an expose of symbols, slogans, and hidden agendas.
Wow.
And I was labeled a conspiracy theorist and dismissed. Well, everything that I wrote in that book 22 years ago is happening right now. Homosexual marriage is being legalized, the government taking away your rights. Did you know that they're going to start taking property away from people? This chip, this it's no more than a chip. This vaccine that Bill Gates, who has absolutely nothing to do with medicine, he didn't even graduate from college. I don't know how people think that he's all this brilliant genius. He paid Anthony Fauci millions of dollars to come up with this COVID. They had the patent. Gates had the patent for COVID 5 years before we knew anything about it. This whole thing is a plan. It's a plandemic. I'm not.
Oh. Is he getting in a fight?
What is all that noise?
Oh, sorry.
I'm not saying that's not a virus, because it is a virus, but it's no more deadly than the flu. More people die from influenza every year than they have from this COVID thing in the last few months. It's a plan. And the plan, they use this COVID that they made. They manufactured this. Bill Gates is behind it. There's basically six corporations that run the media, and they're all in tune. They all say the same thing. If you watch ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, Fox News, CNN News, they're all basically saying the same thing. They're reporting the same fake news with a different slant, because some people go to the right and some...
Okay, I'm not going to play all this, but that's very... I will listen to that tonight, though. It's DeMont Wilson Live. That is very interesting. Thank you, critic.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen an aerial view of Washington, D.C., and he's right. There is an owl image, and it's not just D.C. It's other areas in the world, too, in other countries. There is an owl image where the cabal has got their facilities.
You didn't mention Alex Jones by name. You said it was a young man. You didn't, but, you know, by nose by him and, you know, that stuff with the owls. And that you also talked about Richard Nixon witnessing that and about what he said about it as well, too.
Yeah, I remember what it is on that tape. A lot of gay things going on. He didn't like it at all, and he's not going. Flycatch said the pillow guy filed a countersuit against Dominican voting systems Friday. The information in the suit will fully expose all the voter fraud using their machines. He also said Trump will be reinstated president this August. Yeah, I heard him say that too.
Yeah.
I did. And I did notice he didn't bring up voting machines and counterfeit ballots like that. I was waiting for him to do that. Now I understand why he didn't.
Yeah.
And my phone's going to ring in a little while, so you carry on without me because I got to answer it. When it rings.
Well, 2 months ago, Mike Lindell said I saw a little video of him, said they already have the new voting machines ready for a new vote. You know. A new election.
You got to have safe and honest elections or it's done. It's just done.
Joe asked me one time if Trump come back, well, what would he be? I told him, I said, I didn't know. I said, but, you know, I've seen stuff on the internet lately that said commander-in-chief. He won't be called the president. To be called the commander-in-chief. So.
That's weird.
Chances weird. Are we may never have another president again, you know. I mean, we'll have elections and everything, but he'll be the commander-in-chief, not the president.
Well, the mess that we're in now, and I mean, you know, and spending money like there's no tomorrow, you know, who knows if he does come back. You know, who knows exactly, you know, because we can't go back to where we were before. I mean, we just can't.
Yeah, it would take, a lot to get us back.
So, he said, you know, we're not going to go back to the norm the way that it was. He said, tell people, I hope you enjoyed your life up to now the way that it was, because we're not going back to the same way.
Not to the corporation. And I think that's why he was spending so much money, you know, when he was in office, is because he didn't care, because he was going to bankrupt the corporation anyways. You know.
You guys are talking about two different things.
So, you know, people think these little stimulus checks that they're getting, you know, you know, is going to pull them out. I got news for you. You know, if you sit on that money, it's not going to be worth anything, and it's not going to pay for much of anything.
Right.
Now, I use mine to help get me out of medical debt.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that, because, you know, I might
as well spend it for us.
Huh?
I said they should have paid for in the first place.
Well, my
medical.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad that they didn't. I'm glad that they didn't, because I don't want to do things their way and have them out of my business and tell me, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. Absolutely.
So,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad that I was able to do it on my own. So, no, I am. I'm not looking for the government's handout as far as that's concerned. So I'm glad Medicare didn't take care of it.
Definitely understand. Now, Joe Brown, I can't find the clip. Joe Brown said some stuff about Miss Vice President Harris, Kamala, and how she diddled her way up to the top.
I refer to her as Kama Sutra Harris.
Yeah. Now this is something. Who sent me this? Somebody sent me this, and it's California launches slavery task force.
Launches a slavery task force. You heard that right here at thenextnewsnetwork.com. I'm Elijah Schaefer, the host and reporter for Blaze TV, filling in for Gary Franchi, who's currently out sick but is recovering, and appreciate your prayers. Please go ahead and subscribe to this network if you can by hitting the red button below and turning on the bell so you're the first to know when news breaks.
All right.
Before I get to that report.
Okay, he's going to try to
sell Janie Hare from the Washington Times reports that a landmark California committee to study reparations for African Americans met for the first time this week, launching a two-year process to address the harms of slavery and systemic racism. Tuesday's meeting of the first state of reparations committee in the U.S. came as Joe Biden commemorated the lives of hundreds of black people killed by a white mob in what was then a thriving African-American community in Tulsa. Oklahoma, a century ago, it also becomes just over a year after George Floyd, a black man who was claimed by the courts to be murdered by a white police officer in Minnesota. Take a look.
New at 6, California just launched its first-in-the-nation task force looking at possible reparations for slavery and discrimination against African Americans. California was admitted to the Union as a free state, but has a tangled history with slavery nonetheless. KPIX5's Devin Peely joins us now from San Jose with what the task force is considering. Devin?
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting that the state of California is tackling this issue. It's often seen as a national issue, something that is perhaps best left to the federal government. But at this point, all options are on the table, and that includes payments of money, education, economic and health programs, as well as criminal justice reform.
California, again, is poised to lead the way.
Governor Gavin Newsom kicked off the first meeting of the state's reparations task force. The nine-member group will spend the next 2 years studying California's history and legacy of slavery and discrimination.
As Dr. Martin Luther King stated, this country has wrote a promissory note to African Americans that continues to come back marked insufficient funds.
California lacks the South's long history of slavery. Enslaved African Americans, historians say, weren't brought to the state during the gold rush and the years after. But California was officially admitted to the Union in 1850 as a free state.
There were groups of enslaved African Americans brought into the state. They were essentially legally freed when the territory achieved statehood, but that doesn't mean that they were practically freed.
It's okay. All just too damn confusing.
Yeah, I'm confused. You can get this on the Next News Network. They're pretty good over there. And thank you, Leslie, for sending that to me. Appreciate that. All the way from Colorado. Thank you. Well, there you go. 1850, California became a state. I wish they would have stayed out of the Union, but that's how it goes. Wake up, guys. Hey, hey.
Hey.
And all of a sudden, everybody talks at once.
I know it.
Well, Rand Paul was proven right, in my estimation.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you check out those emails. They should fire Fauci right now, yesterday, 2 days ago. Trump should have fired him, for God's sake.
And arrest
sake.
Him.
Yeah, this guy, they give him a ton of money, gets kickbacks, I'm sure. I'm guessing that he gets kickbacks.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the highest paid in the government. He is the highest paid.
There you go. I mean, that says it all.
Time to go.
Yep.
Time to go. He's got too many connections, too many... It's bullshit.
I mean, whatever happened to the perjury law, you know, lying before... Well, under oath for sure, you know, before a court. But, you know, before the Senate panel and everything, I think they take oaths before they even do that, you know.
Right.
But they get up there and lie and lie and nothing is ever done.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Let me lie before a court here in Limestone County. See what happens to me.
Oh yeah. They got that brand new jail. Well, they built it years ago, but they.
Yeah.
It's a jail. Just waiting
exactly.
for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Daily Nuts, yeah. He reneged on the fit mask, yeah. And he's punishing you for recalling his ass. And Mike Lindell is Q. Okay. All right. Yeah. Think what you want. That's cool. Let me get 914 on. 914, you're on.
914 or 941?
941.
Yeah, okay. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, so I'm just calling. I've been here listening for a bit. That one about the reparation in California. Well, I've been trying to straighten out our whole situation with the slave aspect and... basically, starting with the 14th Amendment being tyranny. So I've been calling my representative every day. I'm trying to get it to the Supreme Court. The 14th Amendment was tyranny. They forced the Senate of the states to vote in the 14th Amendment. That's the North and the South. The 14th Amendment really doesn't exist. I mean, unless you believe in tyranny. So if you want to have tyranny in a democracy republic, that's where we are today. We are a tyrannous country until we resolve the 14th Amendment. And basically, like you said, after, 1871, I believe that big business was part of that. That's when you call it a corporate state, a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's when it happened, 1871. Which is 1 year after Texas allowed, came in and said, okay, after 5 years of all these states saying no, Texas was the last state to agree to vote in the 14th Amendment to tyranny. And then 1 year later, we turned into a corporation. So, I mean, all this has connections.
Yeah. It does.
It does. Oh,
yeah. Kathy, that's what you've been talking about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got to find another solution for the blacks. They aren't really citizens. Well, they are not really. They are not because that was tyranny. I mean, you know, everybody agreed with the 13th Amendment, which gave them freedom. No problem
mm-hmm.
there. Nobody raised hell. But it took 5 years to ratify the 14th. took 5 years. And basically, it was like almost, they really still didn't have enough votes. It was just, I don't know if it like, if that squeaked by illegally as well, even though it was forced and dictated. They told them they had to vote it in. I heard from somebody recently who said they still didn't have quite the votes, enough votes. But they let it go through anyway. They were like shy of a vote or something. I don't know. I didn't know this. I didn't. But it was true tyranny. Okay, they took the vote away from the citizen of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They told the Senate of a state that they had to vote in the 14th Amendment, or they would have lost congressional representation. I mean, you just can't do that. It'd be like President Trump saying every state has to vote in against abortion. You must vote against, because he's against abortion. So if President Trump goes, everybody must vote against, all the Senate of the state has to vote against abortion or they will lose congressional representation. I mean, you can't do that. I don't care if it's 1 year ago or 100 years ago or 200 years ago. So we need to reverse all this. And the only reparation I personally believe in, this is my reparation agreement, and this is even then this is a lot of money, would be is to, you know, I listen to the Black Panther, the new Black Panther. Have you guys listened to their podcast here on Long Talk Radio?
I haven't. Joe, have you?
Yeah, they have their own. It's called the new Black Panther.
They are.
They're on every day.
Hold on, Joe. Go ahead.
They are a very radical group. Therefore, killing a monkey.
Oh yeah, they says that they're going to kill anything but white. All white people must die.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty radical.
That was just recently they said this out in the public. Oh yeah, they said every white. They're down in Tulsa. They're at that Tulsa thing, and they said every white must die. We're going to kill them, bury them, dig them back up, kill them again, bury them, dig them up one more time, kill them, and bury them again. That'll be it.
Damn.
They got really two Blog Talk Radio shows on.
Huh. Wow. I got to listen to
I was on
to
another them. One. This wasn't the Black Panther. I was on another one today. And this guy said he talked about how that one, the Asians, he was talking about the Asians getting attacked. And mm-hmm. about the one kid who went into those massage parlors and killed 6 people. 4 were Asian, 2 were white. He said, we don't care about the white. He was a black guy. He said, we don't care about the white people. I mean, they're not even people, he said. That was on a blogcast this morning I'd listened to for about 2 minutes.
I can
tell you what that one was, the name of that one.
Now,
what
time does that Black Panther show come on? I'd like to hear.
Yeah, what you do is you just go to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
You hit live on top. You hit the live button, and then then you scroll across to politics,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll show you the live shows or when the shows will come on.
Okay. All right. I'll check that out.
And
look up Black. That's a convoluted way. You may or may not get the show after going through 4 or 5 pages. Just put in the search engine.
No, it's the first page. It'll come on the first page. They always come up. They're right there. I think they come on at 4 o'clock. I think they come on right now.
Oh,
there's one called The Black Nation, and there's another one.
Pan-African?
Yeah, well, no,
or
that's...
Is that the new Black Panther?
Is it? Yeah.
Hmm. Well, let me see if I can... Go to that.
Oh yeah, they're real radical. That's how blacks think though overall. That's not just the Black Panther, believe me. Blacks pretty much would love to have that happen.
Oh,
all right, they got to go. They're going to have to go. They're going to have to go.
Who's
going to
have to go?
Amendment.
Who's going to have to go?
Yeah, they're
going to
have to go.
Who? Who's got to go?
The blacks will have to go.
The blacks have to go. Where are they going to go?
Yeah, well, think about it. Their own African nations were the ones who took them off their land.
Uh-huh.
And they sold them off as slaves to the world. So I believe they owe them their land back. So that's where they'll go. They'll go back to the land. They'll have to give them back land. They'll create their own country out of it.
Okay.
And then we'll just give them some reparation in the form of infrastructure. And that's it.
Okay.
Then we're done.
Are you from the Blog Talk radio show, the National Socialist Movement?
No. I have listened on to that one, though.
How about the people that have been born here? They're Americans.
But they're not. The 14th Amendment doesn't exist.
Oh.
The true citizenship law is the federal naturalization laws, written actually by the founders of this country, if you know that. Do you know the true citizenship law written by the founding fathers, the federal naturalization laws? And it's not that you can't say that they're racist. What they did was they knew they were creating a democracy, so they created a country of people of likeness.
Okay.
Just like 99% of most countries in the world. You know, if you go around the world, right, most people look the same. They're the same people. Well, they said who can be a citizen of the United States in 1790, 3 years after the Constitution now. They wrote the Constitution, and 3 years later, they said alien free white are to be citizens of the United States.
Wow.
That was the citizenship law written by the founding fathers.
Now, would you like that? Would you like that to happen?
Oh, of course. That has to happen.
Why,
the founding
why,
fathers are the creator. They know better.
Why,
they know that, they
why
know
do
that
you
what,
want
what
that
had
to happen?
Done.
Why do you want that to happen?
For the health of this country. For the health of this country. For
the health of this.
The overpopulation. The overpopulation that's going to be occurring, that's already occurred. If you go to, I don't know where you guys live, but I just left Florida because it's overpopulated. Too much traffic, overpopulation. It's just going to be nonstop that situation no matter where you go in time. You will not be able to find peace.
Well, a lot of people live in California, so you might be able to go there.
No, we got to go back to the founding fathers' laws because they knew better. I'm not listening to any idiot besides the founding fathers there. Sorry, buddy.
No, hey, no problem. No problem. Don't call me an idiot.
I said I'm not listening to any idiots that tell me otherwise than what the founding fathers said. Some politician today wants to say something otherwise and make it law. Well, I'll just have them go talk to the founding fathers what they said should be. And they can listen, and that's the way this country would be.
What is that naturalization
awesome.
Law that you're talking about?
It's
what's that,
federal,
Joe?
I want to find out
where
that naturalization law that he was talking about is.
Federal naturalization law, 1790.
Yeah, is that in the Constitution?
No, they didn't put it in the Constitution. The idiots today put the 14th Amendment in the Constitution, though, didn't they?
And
I guess the idiots after the Civil War put it in the Constitution. Now, they definitely aren't any smarter. They are not smarter than the founding fathers. I know that for a fact.
Well, why didn't they put that in the Constitution if they're so smart?
Yeah, they should have, right? They should have.
Well,
they should have made
I don't
it
know.
Law.
It's your argument, not mine.
Well, I mean,
I live in Michigan.
That's where I'm from originally. I was born in Michigan. Yeah, I was born there. I was born in Detroit.
I'm Flint. I was born in Alabama, but somehow my dad hated me and took me to Michigan with the snow and cold.
Why are you still there now that you're, you know, you can leave anytime?
No, I can't leave. My wife is, her mother's here, and we'll just be here for a while.
Flint's
if
gotta
I'm
be
still
nice.
Alive, I'll be
black,
heading
huh?
south. What's that?
Flint's got to be 90% black, Bill.
I don't know. I've never took the pulse of Flint. I don't live in Flint, really. I live in Gaines Township outside of Duran, between Duran and Sports Creek. and it's I used to work in Flint at the Flint Truck and Bus, General Motors.
Yeah, I was born in Detroit. I was born and raised there. I left there in my early 20s.
Okay.
I had to leave Detroit in 1977. You know, they called it the White Flight. We had to leave. The blacks took it over.
What do you mean the blacks took it over? I know Coleman Young didn't. He kind of pushed the whites out of Detroit. I agree with that. I will agree with that.
Well, I was there. I could tell you what happened. Even though I was only 12 years old.
My uncle and aunt lived on the boulevard. And, I was there in the riots. I with Tiger Stadium and coming home on a bus because my uncle didn't own a car. So we took the bus, and it was iffy if we were going to get back to our – it was a night game against New York Yankees. And I bit so much when I was little. I wasn't little. I was a teenager. To go to that game, we shouldn't have because Detroit was burning. Yeah, Daly. Yeah, I'm close to Dearborn. Real close.
Did the Tigers win that game?
Yes, they did, by the way. That might have been worth an ass.
Chilling.
They were good back in 68, boy. They were good.
Yeah, they had Mickey Lolich, right?
Yeah, the big Mick. What number was he? 19? 29. 29. Number 29. Won 3 games in the World Series against the St. Louis Cardinals. And Bob Gibson, Game 7. Al Kaline got a home run, his first World Series, bless him. He died last year. Anything
yeah,
else?
So that's the story, though, with the 14th Amendment and the citizenship law. And, the country got changed by big business and corruption. Yeah.
What makes you... Something must have happened to make you want this change.
Yeah, my country changed. That's what's happening. You don't see it there, buddy?
Well, I see
you,
it's changed, but
I don't think
it's the blacks that have changed it at all.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
Think...
Oh, yeah, they did.
Really?
And they try to change it constantly.
Well, tell me about
that. You burned down, you ever hear Black Lives Matter? Were you around
like
last year?
Did
you get shot into space? Did you see statues burned? Did you see statues taken down? And
I think that was
burned,
Antifa. About Antifa?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want to call it, bro.
Well, Antifa,
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, well,
that's how they think. This is how they think. Are you black? Are you black? Is that what it is?
No, I'm not black, but I don't want black to. I don't want to ship them off to Africa either.
Well, that's too bad, man. Maybe you can go with them. You can go with them over there.
Let me get Pianchi on right now. Pianchi, you're on. This guy 941 wants to ship you to Africa.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Well,
we're going to go one way or another. Well, actually, the Black Panthers talk about it. They want this. They tell the Black Panthers.
Well, let me tell you something. It's two things with the Black Panthers that you should look at. One, what they were doing is good for the second.
I've heard this guy before. Okay.
One, what they've done is good for the Second Amendment in open carry. Because the Democrats was not going
to
challenge them with openly carrying their guns.
Mm-hmm.
And they at the same time to court them for their vote. And then the second thing, well, I don't agree with what the person was saying. I think it was deplorable. See, here's the thing. If you got blacks speaking the same rhetoric that whites speak, whites get fired from their job, and these people ain't not touched, that's where, in fact, lies the problem.
Yeah,
every last one of them that got up there
not
talking
everybody
about...
Everybody has to be an American citizen. Not everybody has to be a U.S. citizen. It's okay. The United States isn't the end-all to everything. In actuality, a new country would be nice to have.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've been all over Africa, East Coast, up in the north, east, west corner, north, northeast corner, West Africa. I haven't been to South Africa. And I'm staying in the United States other than to go visit or live for a while. I ain't giving up my U.S. citizenship nor my U.S. address. This is the best place I've seen.
There you go.
For me.
Well, of course it is. Of course. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Besides Germany and England and maybe other white countries, white-based countries, yeah, of course.
Well, you know, you look at your universities like your Harvard and that, you know who's kicking butt in those universities? Them Nigerians. They black.
Well, if you say so, that's good for them. So that means that Nigeria will be a great country.
Well, it has
and
the potential. It supposedly would be the second largest in population right behind India, surpassing China.
In about 50 years?
They figure about the end of the century, 2100.
Okay, if things 70, don't screw 80, up. 80 years.
Yeah, when you look at it.
The
no, see, what you're talking
years,
about.
That's pretty difficult. You can't forecast 80 years.
Well,
they try. Too much.
They try. I can only go with what the demographers try to do. But see, here's
right.
the thing.
Right.
Human beings all throughout the history of mankind have sprung forward and contributed to the world. It so happened that now it's white. But unless you change, you're not going to hold that position. I'm in the United States, and I really hope that whites get off their lazy ass and start doing the things that they should be doing in order to keep this country sane. Because I see them flipping.
I believe the reason why we have a problem right now is because of overpopulation and because of a lot of negativity towards the white man. And
well, I agree with you. I think there's been a lot of negativity towards you, and I think it's deplorable because what they're trying to get kids to believe is that you are no damn good. You're not no
yeah,
more
exactly
damn
right.
good than somebody else is, from what I know
yeah.
about human beings.
Yep, that's what they're teaching. Welcome, Purple Pill.
So, yeah, it's a mess, man. That's why I believe separation is the best for everybody. Everybody, because then nobody can pick on one group. That group is free to do what they want, and they can go ahead and
well, people can do that if you want to.
Be as successful as they can be.
You can do that if you want to. It shouldn't be government expired. You do it with your feet. It's called de facto.
No, but you can't do that. See, that's the problem. It can't be done, man, because that's racism, right? You call you racist if you try to do that.
Well, anyway. At some point, was nobody calling them guys that was at Tulsa making those
anyways,
speeches
like
racist?
Anyway, like I said, man, the 14th Amendment doesn't exist anyways. The federal naturalization laws are our laws.
The 14th Amendment
of the United States. Hey, I'll kill anybody who knocks my founding fathers. So anybody who says that my founding fathers and what they created is not the truth, well, you're dead man.
Well, see, here's the thing. You white, right? You're a white person.
Apparently.
Hang on for a second. You're white, right? You're white and I'm black. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You might like what I'm getting ready to say. You might like what I'm getting ready to say. You're white and I'm black. And
hold
I
on.
Think I fight more for your founding fathers than you do.
And
no,
he does.
So, man.
Oh, he does every week.
Well, if that's true, then you wouldn't say that you're going to stay in the United States and you're going to be a citizen because you can't be.
I ain't no damn fool, man. I'm not going to live someplace
you
else.
You cannot be a citizen.
Let me
especially
tell me,
at this point in my life.
Everybody, Purple Pill.
And not be able to talk to Kathy every week, Big Kathy and Donnie and...
Hold on.
That's right.
Hold on, Bianchi. Purple Pills that actually so-called Germans would look at you cross-eyed if you called them white. And I don't even know what the hell you said, Purple Pill. And I call
it... Well, he's right.
In German,
when you look at the ship's manifest, the people that got off this ship, nobody identified themselves as white. They
right.
were identified from the country they came from.
Right.
That's right. The only reason we're identified as white is because of the blacks. If not for blacks in this country, we would be American citizens, period.
Well, you're right. You got some. Well, I'm gonna let me tell you something. You got some blacks that don't care for, don't hate America. Then you got some that love America. But guess what? They can't open their mouth like I do for retaliation.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's no big deal, man. Not everybody has to be a citizen of the United States. That's what the Founding Fathers said. It's okay that we have create another country of a better of a strength for another race so they can prosper and be the best people that they can be. With the best.
Well, we don't have to create anything. If people want to leave, they can leave. And nobody's stopping them from leaving. They can leave. The only thing is they can't take their kids with them until they're 21.
What?
You cannot. You can denounce your citizenship, but if your child is under 21, you can't denounce your child's citizenship.
Yeah, but if you're the person who takes care of them, they're going to go wherever you go.
No, they're not. Until you go to try to get out of the country.
I'm not talking about denouncing citizenship. That doesn't have to be done. See, all these people color, they just think they have citizenship. They are not citizens. It's been a false belief since 1790 that a person of color is a citizen of the United States.
If your wife don't want your child to leave out the country with you, it won't go.
You're not a citizen anyways. You're not
a
citizen.
Well, that's your opinion. But anyway.
No, that's the truth, man. Are you trying to tell me my founding fathers aren't the founding fathers?
We've had enough. We had enough. Okay.
You're weak.
I know. No, I don't think he's weak. I think you just want to continue on with this conversation.
Yes, people don't want to indulge in it anymore.
Let him stay, Daniel. Let him tie the noose around.
Don't let nobody else. He's had his time to say what he had to say. Some people agree with some things, some don't. Let's move on.
Right. I don't even know what he's talking about. He's talking about shipping people out. Who's going to do it?
Heck, I want to hear what the UFO report is from Big Kathy. I've been looking as I walk down the street.
Big Kathy, you've been paid.
Bianca, you missed it earlier when Daniel was talking about Space Force firing plasma.
Plasma beams.
Yeah, you missed it, Bianchi. Bianchi, remember I said something about there was a video on Facebook, but, you know, I couldn't get to it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, if you go to bitchute.com, bitchute.com, and type in subject gene decode, Go to the relevance, go to newest first, it'll pull it right up, it'll be the second video.
Okay.
And it is a video in broad daylight of
a battle.
It's a damn battle, yeah.
It's a battle. You can see stuff coming out and being blown up in midair, Bianchi.
Where is it coming out of? The sun?
The sky. The sky.
Somebody that lives there, where is that, Arizona, Nevada?
Yeah,
Mena,
Nevada, or Hendersonville, Nevada. It's the same place.
Somebody,
you know, there's four elements. You got solids, liquids, gas, and plasma.
I didn't know plasma was
element.
Yeah, different. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Oh, what should I say? There's four states of matter.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Four states of matter. You can be a solid, a liquid, a gas, and plasma. Plasma has just been recently. Some people call it state of beings as I go back in school.
But Bianchi, you can see these balls of light coming from the air. You can see when they said what they were firing at was cloaked. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But when it hit, it lit up. You could see it. I mean, you could see it just as plain as day, just like a bullet hitting a cantaloupe or something, you know.
Yeah, but it blew it up.
Yeah, blew it up.
You know, you could see it.
Well, it's all kind of everything is explainable. I don't know.
I told you, Pianki, they're coming for us.
Whoa. Sorry about that, guy. No.
Donnie, now that Pianki is on here, you've been waiting for him.
I want
you to play that from Trump that I sent you today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I will, but say, it's Gene what? Give me that one more time.
Gene, G-E-N-E, decode, D-E-C-O-D-E.
Hold on. It's Gene with a G?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Let me just, hold on. I got this all screwed up. G-E-A-N, now what?
Oh, G-E-N-E.
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 Where?
Oh, Gene. Okay. I thought you were like Gene. Okay, go ahead.
Where is Gene at tonight?
Oh,
Decode.
Daddy. What?
Last name, Decode.
Decode?
Yeah,
I know how to spell.
Okay.
I know how to spell Decode, but thank you. You're a nut. Okay. Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
No, you got to put it in, and you got to go for the relevance.
Yeah, you gotta
tell them, Daniel.
Yeah. Just type Gene Decode in the subject, hit search. It pulls up. You want to go to relevance. It'll be a drop down box. You want to go to newest first. You want the newest videos first, of course.
Well, where's relevance at? I don't see that. I do now. Hold
okay.
on. Newest first. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't do anything, so I must be.
No, you got to hit search again. You got to hit search again after you go to newest first. You got to hit search again.
A pretty dog, beautiful dog is looking
right.
at me.
The second video should be the dog and a woman with blonde hair.
Oh, that's the third one down.
Okay, third one. Okay, hit that one. The subject is something about
rare footage.
There it is. There you go. You got it. Watch that, Donnie.
All right. Is there any talking? Is there talking in it?
No talk. You know what? I don't know. I didn't hear any.
Okay. It's 59 minutes, so I can't play it, but I will play it.
Oh, no, it ain't.
After,
no, it's like 59 seconds.
Oh, I said 59 minutes.
Oh, it keeps playing over and over. That's what it is.
Oh, God dang it.
No,
okay.
Daniel, the whole thing.
Right. Go to
an hour.
Go to minute 10.
Minute 10?
Yeah.
All right, let me go to minute 10.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Do you see, is it...
Wow, Gene, that's crazy.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Seeing it for yourself. So you're seeing a ship trying to get out here. There's one in this area. You're going to see it light up if they finally hit it. It's a stealthy ship. And you're seeing here the Radiant Guardian, part of Solar Warden ship. This is the tail end. See, when they go cloak, they create clouds around them.
I know this isn't good when you're on the air, but I had to see. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Cool.
Is that not neat, Donnie?
Yeah. That's pretty nice. I like Skinwalker Ranch. I like that documentary. I like all of it.
We watched it for how many hours last night, Mama?
I don't know.
Two or three, 4 hours.
Well, there you go.
I love it, too. I'm hooked.
I think I've ruined Daniel. I have ruined my son.
Yeah, well, I'm going to play. Let me play this that Kathy sent me, and just listen carefully, she says.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support you've shown. We're going to take back the Senate, take back the House. We're going to take back the White House, and sooner than you think, it's going to be really something special. But the love and the affection and the respect that you've given all of us, it's really important. The Republican Party is stronger than it's ever been, and it's going to be a lot stronger than it is right now. We're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around fast. Thank you all very much. That support has been so incredible. Thank you.
There you go. Did you catch what he said?
Did Pianki and Joe, did y'all hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. I hope I hope it's true.
But did you hear what he said? Sooner than you think.
He's coming back.
And he's not waiting till 22 or 24.
Nope. Because that's when you think.
Yeah, that's when you think that they'll re-election.
Yeah, that he could come back in 24. No, no, no. Sooner than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support you've shown. We're going to take back the Senate, take back the House. We're going to take back the White House. And sooner than you think, it's going to be really something.
Okay. Yeah, sooner than you think.
Yeah.
But I think he just said that, guys. Come on.
I've seen some good decisions come out of the courts here lately. The one on the warrantless. You know, warrantless taking of people's guns and
yeah,
some others.
You're right.
So,
it's getting exciting.
Well, they may be putting the fear of God in a lot of the judges. You know, at the courts.
Well, you know what helped, Kathy, is when you have state legislatures enact laws that they should have been doing a long time ago.
Enforce the laws. That's right, Pianchi.
And if you got 20 states that have came out against critical race theory and put something in place saying it ain't going to go, that's what you got to do.
Yeah,
that's right.
The states have to take back the state power, you know.
Absolutely.
And run their own states and stop letting the federal government dictate
hey guys.
To them.
That's true.
You know.
Yep.
You know, this... Well, who was that governor? It was like a five-panel show or like a town hall or something. One of the governors said that she did not accept any of this money from the federal government because she didn't want to be told how to run her state. There were stipulations to accepting that stimulus money or whatever money.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
They always got the thumb on you. That's why governors, you know, they take it, but they also take the crap that goes along with it. Now, this is, I forgot his name. I apologize. The next news network guy, I can't think of his name. He had dinner with Rand Paul, and then they're together at Trump Tower in Chicago.
You are now fighting Dr. Fauci, you've got him on the ropes. How do we get Dr. Fauci fully accountable for all of the flip-flopping that he has done and affected so many businesses across the country?
Hey, what's up? It's me. Yeah, Gary here, and I'm with Chad.
Gary Franchi.
We're heading out to go see Senator Rand Paul at the Chicago Trump International Hotel.
Well, I'm going to skip all
exciting
that crap.
Time to be alive, especially.
I don't know if I'd be in Chicago.
The president's looking over and saying, what about this? What about that?
Like, hell, you can't hear it anyway, so never mind. Never mind.
Arrest him. Arrest him and try him for crimes against humanity.
Yep.
You're not talking about Rand Paul, I take it.
No, I'm talking about Fauci.
Ah. You know, in Nashville, they had the governors met, and this is Governor Kemp from Georgia. This is how he was welcomed. No, no, no. This is in Georgia, GOP convention in Georgia. You're booing the hell out of him. Holding up signs and booing. Okay. Thank you, Maya. And I can't even pronounce your last name. But
so does
Maya.
That mean they don't like him?
I would have asked for a show of thumbs myself.
Right.
You're right. He just ain't right.
Well, what's the latest anybody's heard on the audits in Arizona?
I don't know, but
Anything?
Somebody just sent me a picture of a beautiful blonde.
God. Did she count votes?
Oh, I hope so.
Naked?
No, well, damn. Yeah.
Donnie, don't get distracted right now, okay?
Okay, I'm trying not to. Okay, I'm back.
Just look the other way.
He's back, he said.
I'm back.
I haven't heard anything. It's alpha quiet is what I'm thinking. I don't like the things to be that quiet.
Joe's been quiet all show. He hasn't popped off. I don't know what's going on.
I think Bianchi was talking about the audit, not me.
Oh, okay.
Donnie's still thinking about that blonde.
I know. I'm back, he said, but Joe's been quiet. Yeah.
Yeah.
My eyes aren't back yet. Sorry.
Right.
Okay, I'm done.
Hey, got a lot more friends.
Not done. I
emailed
on
Fosse. I've lost more friends since the emails come out on Fosse.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, conservatives are going to lose friends by being right.
Yeah.
Gee, Bianchi, you're not going to have any friends left.
Sure ain't. Right. It ain't like counting dollars in my wallet.
Well, you know, I think all of us kind of figured this out long ago.
Yeah.
And Rand Paul called him out on it a long time ago.
Yeah,
and Rand Paul,
boy.
Definitely
Rand Paul
right.
Has really been on him lately, hasn't he?
You know, big time. Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, but he still hasn't asked him the question that Jordan asked him but didn't press further. It was when we were going to get rid of our masks. What's the metric? When is it going to happen? No, actually, he did ask him, and then he let him go.
Well, look at all the money that business has lost on account of him.
Yeah, he shut the damn country down.
Yeah.
With no legitimate authority to do so.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's the highest paid moron in the government.
Well, if he is arrested and tried for crimes against humanity and treason, all his assets and money will be taken away from him. So it was all for nothing for him.
Yeah.
I wish that would happen, but it's not going
to
happen.
I was just about to say. It's going to be like the Durham report and everything else we're waiting for. And the Hunter Biden trial investigation.
They're waiting for all that.
Just because we're not hearing nothing doesn't mean nothing is going on, though, see?
Well, that's true, but...
Y'all just keep that in mind.
With the Clintons still roaming around at all the laws they broke, come on. It's not going to happen.
Nothing's happening. Look what's happening to Cuomo. Cuomo had a big Democratic full-bore pressure against him. He's still around.
If you're looking...
Something else?
Go ahead, Bianchi.
No, I was going to just say, isn't that something else?
Oh. I was going to say, y'all, we're still a group of people looking in the past. Just because it hasn't happened in the past, just because we didn't do anything in the past, doesn't mean this new group, this new movement, is not going to do anything. We're a new movement. We're going to be a new country here within a couple of months. It's going to be different, y'all. I'm telling you. Just because we didn't do anything in the past doesn't mean we're not going to do anything going forward.
Well,
we have to look forward. We don't need to look in the past. We're so used to looking in the past. We need to quit. That's negative energy. You create negative energy by looking to the past all the time. We need to be proactive and look toward the future and say, you know what? No, we're going to do something about this shit. We're going to do something this time.
Connie's Corner sent me this. about Joe Biden. Cheated in law school, got caught. Lied about his grades, got caught. Plagiarized his speeches and got caught. Lied about his GPA and got caught. That's your president. Thank you, County Senator. That's true.
Yep.
Well, y'all have to remember just how powerful the deep state has been for decades. They protect their own. See?
That's true.
And they have been very powerful for a long time. I mean, more than decades, maybe a century or two. You know, the deep state. And they protect their own. How do you think Biden got elected?
That's why nobody tells on each other. That's why nobody does anything.
Exactly.
And they've been very powerful, very powerful.
To get in a club, you got to do something devious. And,
yes.
And so they can hold it against you, or you're not going to be anything. And you got to join that club.
That's right, Donnie.
It's like all the laws that the deep state has passed, and I'm going to throw in some Republicans too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, federal income taxes are they're unconstitutional, but they did it, you know.
For sure they did.
They did it. So, you know, I'm just saying how powerful the deep state has been to do what they've done and got away with it for so long.
Yeah.
You know, but I think their number is up.
P&D sent me this. Go to prep. I don't know what the hell is this.
Now, Dr. Fauci told me that I would see 10,000 hospital beds on my worst day. On our very worst day, we had 600 people in the hospital. I don't know if you've heard this before, but Dr. Fauci is wrong a lot.
This is the governor.
Was the governor of South Dakota?
Yeah.
So we got through it together. We held some incredible events, let people make flexible decisions for their family's health, and we kept our businesses open. Let me tell you how we're doing today. South Dakota has the least amount of hours lost by employees of any other state in the entire nation, the least amount of wages lost by anybody of any other state in the nation. We have the lowest amount of businesses that closed during the pandemic out of any other state in the country.
Congratulations. She's a good governor.
And she's taking the cops that have quit their jobs because of defunding the police. And she has a campaign that's recruited hundreds of cops to work for in South Dakota.
Right. And Act for America sent me this.
This bureaucracy needs to be brought to account. You can't have a bureaucracy that's just throwing out and issuing these rules on the fly. They literally said, if you're sunbathing on a cruise ship, you have to wear a mask. Really? I mean, give me a break. And I think now with Fauci's emails and you see all this stuff, it's pretty clear that a lot of the stuff was fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants guidance. This was not based on hard data. In fact, there were people who were showing, one pointing out about this, that this thing came from the lab. If you said that a year ago, corporate media said you were a conspiracy theorist. Facebook would deplatform you for saying that. Now, it's almost impossible to make the case it was natural because they haven't been able to do any linkage, and it's 15 months plus later. And so the lab leak is by far the most plausible explanation. And so we just have to ask ourselves, why was Fauci and these other people sending grants to Wuhan or some of these other places? I'm sorry, that is not an appropriate use of tax sales dollar money. And when he testified many years ago that doing gain-of-function research the risk of having a pandemic is worth doing the research, I disagree with that. I think this has been a disaster what's happened, and China has covered it up. They need to be held accountable, but the bureaucrats in the United States also need to be accountable for what they say.
That's Governor DeSantis, and thank you, Act for America. Boy, a lot of people sent me that tape. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
You know, I've seen a sign at a nudist camp that said, Heaven's Gate nudist camp, mask required.
That's a good one.
You can walk around butt naked, but you got to have a mask on.
Isn't that something? Oh, my God. You know, I've been to a nudist camp.
Oh, Lord.
No, I sure did. I did. I was a guest.
Oh, man. Did you take your clothes off?
No, the guest didn't, and that's me. There was a group of us, disc jockeys. And we went, and it was by Minamora, and but I turned, I enjoyed it a little too much.
I mean,
much.
Could you if you wanted to?
Yeah. No. The guests, no. They didn't want you to do that because we weren't going to be there that long. You know, we're just going to be there to look and leave. Report what we've seen. We've seen a lot. And we've seen a lot. It's about 80 degrees outside. Beautiful. It was beautiful.
Speaking of sleeping.
I ain't going to tell you what I've seen. I got to tell you. Like, one dong was had had suntan lotion on it. I'm sorry, it just looked so damn.
Like Groucho Marx knows.
Oh, God. I'm going to get that out of my mind. Groucho Marx. Oh, that was something.
Speaking of stripping, Donnie,
yes.
Do you remember Jimmy's on 72?
Yes.
Well, they changed the name to the Pink Pony now.
The Pink Pony?
Yeah.
Okay. That's better than Jimmy's.
Yeah, but Jimmy's is an icon. Club.
Yeah.
Sound like we got Joe giving birth to another calf.
No, I think that's Critic.
Oh. Okay.
I think that's Critic. I don't know.
Yeah, don't keep blaming me for all the snoring around here.
Well, you're the only one that's done it so far.
Oh, have I?
A distinct sound.
You all are such pervert.
What was it, a water buffalo or something?
No, he said I was a cow. He wouldn't even make me a water buffalo.
Well, I made
I wanted to be a water buffalo because water buffaloes have a little bit more dignity than, he says, oh, look at, tell Joe next time he sounds like a cow giving birth. I sounded like an alien, a space alien.
It sure did.
There he's talking about aliens again.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, about the reinstatement of Trump, Jenna Ellis came out and said he's not going to be reinstated.
Not as president.
No, as president, he won't be reinstated.
No, not
right. He's not going to be reinstated as president.
Commander-in-chief.
Commander-in-chief? Oh, yeah. They're making a distinction. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, originally it was commander-in-chief. It wasn't president.
Mm.
You know, I think
George Washington.
George Washington, mm-hmm. He was called the commander-in-chief. I don't know when they changed it, started calling him president, but they did. But in the beginning, it was commander-in-chief.
Did they talk about what's going to happen with the people who will object to this?
Well, Daniel
Daniel, what was it you said that they thought president sounded too dictatorial and...
Yeah, the founding fathers, you know, didn't, of course, were totally against a kingship or a queenship or calling somebody king or queen. And they thought president was, what's the word, synonymous with that, you know.
But George,
a president almost sounded the same as king, you know, it's too much power, too much authority. And they just said, you know, well, why don't we, let's think about, you know, commander-in-chief. You know, they were throwing it back and forth, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington.
Well, George Washington was already the commander-in-chief of the
Continental
military.
Army.
Yeah, the Continental Army. So.
Yeah, title of nobility, they was against.
Yeah.
They wanted to get away from all
that.
We
got Purple Pill and Daily. They don't believe there's aliens. I don't think they believe. I don't really know.
Well, you know, that falls into that category that all these people can't be lying.
Mm-mm. No, it's true.
These people seeing something.
Yep, they're seeing something up there in the sky. They're seeing something, you know.
And it's just not the U.S. It's all over the world,
guys,
people seeing stuff.
You guys take over.
All right. Yeah, talking about the world over. I mean, Russia, I believe Russia has more knowledge and more, I don't know, visits or whatever you want to call it, than we do. I believe it's because they're probably more kind, and that goes against everything we've been taught our entire lives. But I think they're more open to it than the American government and the American people are. I don't know.
I think Americans would, I guess it would depend upon the media. I think Americans would be very welcome if they found out that aliens were going to, I mean, real aliens were going to land here.
Right.
I personally wouldn't want them to, because you don't know who, you know, what kind of mindset they have, and as soon as they alight on the planet, they might want to eat all of us.
Right.
Like that Twilight Zone episode, to serve man.
Serve man.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh no! Oh, nobody saw it. The episode was when aliens came down. They wanted to help out the planet, and people wanted to go back to their to the planet. You know, Earthlings. So there were arrangements made, and the ship was going to take off, taking a boatload of, you know, Earthlings to the planet. Then one guy, he comes out there, and he says, "Don't get on the ship. The book." They decrypted what the book was. It was a book called To Serve Man. And people thought of it as, you know, as a gesture from aliens to help serve man, to show that they were friendly towards Earth. They decrypted the book, reinterpreted it, and said, "Don't get on the ship. To Serve Man is a cookbook." So what they were going to do was take all the Earthlings and bring them back. They were cannibals. They're going to bring them back.
Joe, I saw that. That was Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Twilight Zone. Mm-hmm.
It was a black and white 30-minute show, and it was Twilight Zone. I saw that.
Lurch was the alien.
Yeah.
Oh, from Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that's on YouTube. You can watch it, To Serve Man. So I wouldn't want any aliens down here, because they can tell us everything they, you know, that we want to hear. We've got the cure for cancer. We've got the cure for dementia. We've got the cure for this. And then they start making arrangements with the Russians and the Chinese and the Americans and everybody else about annihilating the rest of the planet.
Yeah, you're right. They would have a lot more technology than we do, because they can travel in space,
sure. Yeah.
You know. So,
I wouldn't want, even if they were trustworthy, we don't know, because I know that if any nation, and I've said this before, any nation, China, Russia, America, India, if they go on a planet, they find out that they've got life on that planet, and that planet has gold and silver and uranium, you can forget about those inhabitants of that planet unless they have nuclear weapons or something, because they're going to die.
Right. I mean, I don't know. We would have to know definitely before, you know. I mean, just some of the stuff we've looked at and read, you know, if there is an alien race that's helping us right now, you know, to get our planet back in balance, to get our governments in balance, it's all one energy, you know. If they are trying to help us with that, and like you spoke of earlier, Joe, about the disarming of all nuclear weapons planet-wide, I mean, that's definitely a plus. I mean, we would have to know, though, I agree with you, beforehand, you know, hey. But that's just it. They've been here before we were. They've already been here.
Well, so when I take a look, I take a look at the three races, right? The black race, Caucasian race, and the Asian race. And you take a look at how different we all look. To me, it seems like we all came from different star systems. I don't see how we can look so different and be on the same planet.
Right. I see what you're saying.
I mean, I'm an agnostic. I can believe some things can happen. I mean, aliens could be here now. But I'm like Cat. Unless the green man taps me on the shoulder, I'm gonna wait around. I'm gonna wait for that.
I'm running. I don't want to see them. I do not want to see them. I don't. But you know, our planet. If we could all learn to live together, and not try to exploit other nations and invade them and colonize them. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that Trump was trying to do is bring about world peace, you know. You ain't heard anything from Assad in Syria in a long time, have you?
No.
And you hadn't heard anything from Kim Jong-un in North Korea in a long time, have you?
No.
I think Trump, you know, this thing with the Palestinians and the Muslims and Jews, you know, making treaties with them, you know, everybody learned to get along, you know, and live together on this planet.
Well, you know, I'm with you, Kat, that if we could, but I keep thinking that human nature just isn't that way. That's why I keep saying the true test of it is if we went to another planet and found inhabitants there, you know, you would think, well, look, we are Homo sapiens. We are an advanced creatures of God, and we would negotiate with those inhabitants for their gold and their silver. I say whoever gets there first, they find that those people have gold, silver, and uranium. There is no negotiation. They're just killing them and taking it.
Do you remember that movie? There's another one that come out, and I think it was that very first one, The Day the Earth Stood Still or something like that. But they said they had a robot to police the universe.
Yeah, that was The Day the Earth Stood Still with Michael Rene.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They had robots.
Right.
And they came here, and if you can't learn to get along and everything, we will destroy your planet.
Right.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
These robots were very, very powerful.
Oh, yeah. It was Tatu Tatu or whatever it was. Tatu Fatu Tatu something.
The hell you guys talking about?
Well, you shouldn't have left us alone. The kids will play, Daddy.
Boy, I couldn't remember the Tatu Tatu. I don't know what the hell you guys talking about.
He said, you guys take over now. Okay, we took over. And we talked about Michael Rene and The Day the Earth Stood Still. And an indestructible robot and killing off the Earth.
Templar and all that good stuff.
Well, if we did have some aliens to land, I wonder what the conversation, how the conversation would go like.
Hey, baby. Come on over to my crib.
Well, they'd probably say, is Joe Biden here? He left us a long time ago. We want him
right.
Back.
For crimes against humanity or whatever.
Yeah. He's one
that
of,
man
he's one
is
of our,
pitiful.
Our escaped space aliens, and we want him back. He's got to go back to the internet. Intergalactic space asylum.
I got to, you know, we all think that we have a medicine that we can't get. It's not available to us, but it is to powerful people. And
yeah.
I firmly believe this. And
oh, yeah.
I was talking to a comic that went to a group, went to Afghanistan, and he, you know, they warned them about the sand and, you know, they really gets in your nose and your sinuses. And he said, Matt, the second day he was there, he really felt like hell. And he said, one of this Secret Service guys, that's what he called them, Secret Service guy. It wasn't in the military. He wasn't in uniform. Gave him a pill and said, you never got this from me. You never got one at all. He took it and he said, I mean, it was like right now, I felt great. And I wasn't high. I wasn't speeding. I just felt normal. Just it cleared up right now. And I said, I don't know what the hell it was, but it was a miracle pill to him.
Yeah.
Well, why so many rich people, extra wealthy rich people, be dying, though? I mean, you just had Rush Limbaugh to pass away. You had one of the DuPonts.
Yeah.
The Rockefellers.
Yeah, let me mute Critic real quick.
I think that guy might have been kidding a little bit. I don't think anybody has been able to escape death, brother.
No. They just get into their 90s. I can't understand. We can't get there, but it seems like all these corrupt assholes get into their 90s, even their 100s.
Well, Kirk Douglas made it to 103.
Rockefeller
wow.
made it to 100. I don't know how old Kissinger is, but he's still kicking.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy's too long.
He's still telling us to stay in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah.
So
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah, 93 Jimmy is, isn't it?
Jimmy.
Or the 100s.
I don't even know.
Well, no, I don't know either. He's
he shows up everywhere, though.
He's always got an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad he's, you know, I don't wish ill on nobody but John McCain, and that's already a good done deal.
Yeah.
Good old Johnny boy.
Maybe Mrs. McCain is getting on my nerves a little bit.
Ain't that right?
Mrs. McCain or Megan McCain?
No,
Cindy.
Cindy? Yeah.
I thought she was offered an ambassadorship for supporting Biden.
I don't know. She's still in Arizona raising hell about the recount. That's all I know.
You know, I'm
who
not
who's the lady?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Kathy.
I'm just not,
you're not
seeing,
seeing
any. I'm not seeing anything on C-SPAN about any Senate hearings appointing ambassadors overseas or anything.
Okay.
You know,
I don't, yeah.
I mean, why are they not doing it?
I don't know.
Because we have a fraudulent government.
Yeah.
Man, there's so much stuff screwed up nowadays.
Yeah.
What about the lady that was working for CNN and got fired for something she tweeted 9 years ago?
Isn't that something? it's so wrong. I mean, you can look in everybody's past and find something.
That's right, Donnie. Hey.
What did she tweet?
Something around homosexuality.
Oh, okay.
Well, the lady, I can't think of her name, MSNBC, also, and she said, you know, she blamed it on somebody else, but it was her, and she didn't get fired at all. She still got her show.
She probably got promoted.
What about the one who ate the bugs?
She didn't have a show before, and now she's on 5 days a week.
Oh, God.
What'd you say, Joe?
What about the CNBC chick who ate the bugs?
Ate the bugs?
Yeah. You didn't see
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
She ate bug sandwich. Cicadas, yeah.
Yeah, somebody
kind of
told me something on... hold on here. Where's my mail?
That's,
it mail?
That's super nasty.
That's what
know.
They're trying to push on us now.
Where in the hell is that?
That's why Bill yeah. Gates is buying up all the farmland. He's got more farmland than anybody else in America now.
They said CNN, wherever, I can't, let me find it. Hold on. My puppy wants to go outside.
Oh.
Wait a minute, buddy boy. Otis, my man.
How is
you
Otis?
He's doing a lot better, you know.
Good.
Me and him was outside for a long time today.
Good.
Yeah, good boy. Yeah, he's the steroids really helping him.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. But
his
you know,
dogs are part of the family.
Yeah, he's part of the family. We got him out of the jail. And we got a big old cat out of the jail, too. The cat's about 25 pounds, and she's my baby, believe me. She's big. I mean big. But I rescued her, too, and they gave it to us half price, both of them, because they were so old.
That's good, Donnie. It really is. I mean that.
What did you name her?
Well, she was already named. The paper said, get this, Beezer. And
Beezer.
I, what the hell, Beezer? And I just say Beezy or whatever. Mostly bitch. But she screams, boy. She screams at you. To get your attention.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, was she at a shelter or something?
Yeah, she was somebody took her to the shelter.
Did she like you when she first saw you?
I got her out, or the lady handed it to me, and she grabbed me, but you know, like she was hugging me around my neck and meowing and everything, making... And we've been friends ever since.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Awesome.
Fire saying, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
Cat, that big old cat in that damn cage. They even gave me they tried to get her in one cage. It was too small. They put her in another cage, and they said, you guys can keep it. Don't bring it back. I think I think Beezy was eating them out of house and home, boy. She don't get her fill, she gets pissed. She's the queen.
I saw a video which was so cute. There was a puppy that was on the bed, and the puppy just going,
Oh, I seen something like that, too.
And then all of a sudden, the cat comes up and just hugs the dog.
Yeah.
Just pops out of nowhere and hugs the dog.
Yeah, it's really something. People can't get along like that. It's too bad. I got to play this. It's what's his name?
Season has ended, and we won't be spoiling anyone's big day. Let's talk about what higher education in America really is. A racket. that sells you a very expensive ticket to the upper middle class.
That's a fact. Sometimes.
President Biden's American Families Plan asks the taxpayers to pony up hundreds of billions so that everyone can go to college, and billions more for subsidized child care so our kids can go to school while we go to school. The theory being that all this education trickles down and eventually gets to Florida. Now, the right is calling Biden's plan social engineering, which is over the top, but Biden's plan is an endorsement of a particular idea, that the more time humans spend in classrooms staring at blackboards, the better. Liberals see more school the way Republicans see tax cuts, as the answer to everything. We imagine going to college is the way to fight income inequality, but actually it does the reverse. If you have a bachelor's degree, you make about 65% more than someone who doesn't. And with a master's degree, it's more like 100% more. And the unemployment rate of college grads is about half what it is for high school grads. I know free college is a left-wing thing, but is it really liberal for someone who doesn't go to college and makes less money to pay for people who do go and make more? I'm asking. Especially since colleges have turned into giant luxury daycare centers with overpaid babysitters anxious to indulge every student whim. The University of Missouri has a river grotto inspired by the Playboy Mansion. Texas Tech has one of the largest water parks in the country that includes a 25-person hot tub, tanning deck, water slide, and a lazy river. A third of students now spend less than 5 hours a week studying, and when they do, it's for their onerous magnum cum bullshit course load of sports marketing, history through Twitter, advanced racist spotting, intro to microaggressions, and you owe me an apology 101. Why is China kicking our ass? Because in 2019, we issued more undergrad degrees in visual and performing arts than in computer and information science or math. Say what you want about Lori Loughlin. At least she understood that one good scam deserves another. And in the immortal words of her daughter, Olivia Jade, I don't know how much school I'm going to attend, but I do want the experience of, like, game days and partying. Yeah, I'm not fucking paying for that. In 1960, colleges awarded A's to 15% of the students. Well, now it's 45%, and it's not because they're that smart. It's because of Adderall. Yeah, kind of. But also, colleges are businesses selling a consumer product for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they want to give the customers what they want, a magical piece of paper called a diploma. But that's only the beginning of the scam. A wannabe librarian needs a master's degree just to get an entry-level job filing books. You know, I've heard this from so many nurses and teachers and administrators rolling their eyes when relating how they needed to take some bullshit course in order to advance in their field. And really, they already learned what they need by working the job. But...
But
in the grift that is our higher education, when you want to move up...
Hold on, Bill. I'll let you finish in a minute. If anybody wants to join the conversation, you've got about 90... No, not even that. Probably a minute left, the lady said. She said 90 seconds. Now, she's about to say 60 seconds, and then we'll be done. Yeah, 60 seconds, all right. Cinnamon, how you doing?
You don't want to know.
cinnamon is she's on, had, you guys.
She's had a bad night.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yes.
Yep. Push one if you want. You got about 50 seconds. Anybody want to get in? Purple Pill, you're the man. You're all right. Daily, I don't know who you are, but thanks for being here. We'll be back next Saturday night. UAW show tomorrow night. And we'll be there at 7 o'clock, I believe. Yeah. Elite. Purple Pill, man. He's all right. I like him. Or him or her. I don't know who. Mysterious.
Yeah, Purple's all right.
Yeah, Purple's great. Mysterious. All right. We're done. Nobody can get in now. So if you're out, you're out. I can't put you back. I don't think I can put you in. Jimmy Rogers is from Alabama, Purple Pill said. Jimmy Rogers, wow, that's a name from the past.
Wow.
That is a name from the past, for sure.
Him and Dolly, didn't they have that song, wasn't it, Jimmy?
What's that?
Him and Dolly Parton, didn't they have a hit together?
No. This is Jimmy Rogers. Jimmy, not the other Rogers that just died last year, 2 years ago, whatever it was. Kenny Rogers, who you're thinking about.
Yeah. Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah. Ken. All right, Kenny, what the hell? You're getting me all mixed up.
Anyway. Jimmy Rogers was like Hank Williams, he lived back then.
Oh.
See, I know them because Daddy played them all the time, Donnie.
Jim Rogers is a common, he lives in Hong Kong.
Well, this Jimmy Rogers is a country and western singer.
Well, I know. I know which Jimmy you're talking about. And that's why I said Jim, the musician. Yeah, my uncle had Terry's got him now, my sister. Every song that he ever recorded and on all these albums, there, I don't know how many albums there are. Looked like about 50. I will. I'll check him out, Purple Pill. Thank you. I'm going to write it down. And yo, back to you, my man. Let me write that down. So I will check him out. I don't know. That was the dog. Jim Rogers from Alabama. I'll check him out. There's some smart people. Colonel Pillow is his name. Colonel Pillow. He's from Alabama. He follows us. He's, hey, how you doing, Cinnamon? Looks like you've been through hell.
I don't know.
Shut the door. Oh, my God. She ain't happy.
Oh, no.
Donnie, just don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
What did I do?
Don't even look at her.
What did I do?
Don't even look at her. Just look the other way till she gets to feeling better.
Rubber feet.
I know exactly how to make her feel better. But I can't do it right now.
Speaking of that, I saw something on the internet earlier today. Is Joe and Bianchi still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Nigeria. They have shut off Twitter in Nigeria because the president tweeted something out and Twitter deleted it. So Nigeria just shut Twitter down in the whole country.
That's what we should have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what we should do.
Yeah, take up our, commander in chief here. But no, we have to bow.
No, Daniel, it's just a lot of things has to be taken care of,
Yeah,
Daniel,
I mean,
right?
We got so many problems in this country, and I do believe that there are certain people, you know, they've been working on it, you know, taking these people out.
I agree,
know.
Too.
So a lot of that has to happen, you know, before we get our country back. The audit. It all ends with the audit, I think, you know.
You know, well, okay. It's a lot's got to be done to get things back the way it was. And one thing, people have to just come out and say, hell no.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only way we're going to get our country back.
Well, the thing about it, I don't want it back to the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
We were enslaved to the Communist Party, paying taxes to the World Bank and all these rich royal families. You know, we're going somewhere
it's a
new.
Scam. It's definitely a scam.
We need to get back to the Republic. The Republic.
We're going somewhere new. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I don't know where we're going, but I hope we get there.
Right, yeah.
That's
good. That's good.
It will take time, though. It will take time. And everybody just has to be patient. Be patient.
Okay. Well, it didn't happen in April.
Mm-mm, didn't mm-hmm. happen in January either.
Yeah, that's what you said, though, April, I think.
No, it was March 4th.
March 4th.
I just heard some dates on the Internet, you know, and anyway.
You got thousands of people's hopes up.
Yeah, I got up there and peeked out the curtain.
Oh, I did too.
I know.
Sun came up and melted some snow, and I was waiting for that big announcement. Never came.
I know it.
It's
coming, though.
I called you and said, where is it? When is it going to happen?
Donnie, good things
mm-hmm.
happen to people that wait. Or good things come to people that wait.
Okay.
Gotta be patient.
Kathy, he's not going to be president again. I'm sorry.
I didn't say that.
Or commander in chief.
He's coming back.
No.
Well, I'm saying it.
All right. I hope you guys are right. I do. And,
I mean,
you know,
what did he say today?
I don't know. I didn't get to hear all the speech because I was on, you know, on here. But
just on that little clip, though.
Do you remember in his speech when he was leaving the
mm-hmm.
White House that day, he said, I'll be back in another form. Do you remember that?
I just thought he was talking about, like, alien form.
I'll be back in another form. He didn't say he'd be back as president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be back in another form. I'll be back soon, he said, in another form.
Okay.
So,
we need to be able to divorce that damn Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
That is true. Who's making all that noise?
Yeah, that damn Zuckerberg, he looks strange. He looks like he just stepped off of an alien ship.
Zuckerberg.
Oh.
Whoever told
like
me
Adam
he looked
Schiff.
Good in that haircut should be shot.
Then their board's going to decide to ban Trump until 2023 or something like that.
Yeah, well,
what kind of crap is that?
To keep him out, they're going to indict him in New York City. You know that. To keep him from helping anybody run for president, they're going to wait, and they're going to zap him. They're going to indict him.
Well, the stuff that they trying to indict him on had a statute of limitation that long since has played out.
Well, I hope so. I hope so, but they're trying their damnedest. They handled grand jury. They did that already.
Well,
No,
I don't want to compare the two, but at all. There's no comparison at all. But what did Jesus say? You know, be patient, be vigilant, be sober, for I'm coming. He's coming back. He told us he's coming back. He didn't say when, but he said, I'm coming back. And Trump is same message. He said, I'm coming back sooner than you think. But Trump, there's an earthly timeline, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If he's coming back, you know, it has to be this year or, well, pretty much in my mind, it has to be this year.
Well, I agree. It's got to be this year. Did you guys see the cop, the lady cop that got attacked? I think it's in New York. And finally, somebody helped her. And I don't know if there's any sound to this.
Ryan Saavedra from the Daily Wire reports that a San Francisco police officer was taken to the hospital last week after being rescued from an attack by a man who allegedly was making racially motivated threats against Asians. Video of the incident shows the police officer approaching the man, who repeatedly claimed that he did not have any weapons on him, and telling him to turn around and place his hands on his head. It initially appeared as though the man was complying with the officer's orders, but he quickly became agitated and began attacking the police officer. The man wrestled the female officer to the ground and attacked her, and within just a few moments, several men rushed to the officer's aid and helped gain control of the situation until multiple officers arrived at the scene to arrest the man. Watch.
Stop right there. Stop.
I'm going to stop.
Turn around.
I don't have nothing.
Turn around. All the way around.
Well, he's a big guy. Weight-wise.
I don't have no weapons.
No?
No weapons. I don't have no weapons.
Oh, now he's starting to hit her.
Uh-uh. Man.
Okay, where's the Good Samaritan at? Ooh, now he's on top of her. And here comes somebody. Get your mask off, dude. Drop the package and get the... Grab him by the throat, Adam's apple.
Well, the police drove right by him.
Yeah, he's gonna get hurt here in a minute, I think. He's a big guy. In fact, he's not tall. He's just fat.
I'm okay.
Okay. Take that. We got it under control.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Just don't put your knee on the guy, please. I don't want to go through that crap again, do you?
No.
Thank you. I don't like that in my ear.
Was he hitting her in the face? I mean, was he just...
Yeah, he was slugging her.
God. Man, that ain't right.
How come she didn't shoot him?
Yeah.
Well, he turned around. She was right behind him. She couldn't. She got some kind of rifle, pink. And I don't know what it is. And he was right there. I mean, he turned around and started just hitting her. He didn't have a chance.
Has a record of prior arrests, including aggravated assault, elder abuse, and assaults on officers in other parts of California. The San Francisco Police Officers Association released a statement on social media praising the men for rushing to help the female police officer. Quote, we've seen a rise in violent attacks by homeless individuals, including attacks on police officers, the union wrote on Twitter. We are deeply grateful to the citizens who rushed to our officer's aid. Our staffing shortage left the officer working alone instead of with a partner. I wonder why. Also, hot take, I don't think women should be on the front lines of the military or of our law enforcement.
Okay. One way to get the guy off of somebody, there's two things you can do. And I've done both. Grab him by the Adam's apple and squeeze that bone. Believe me, he'll get off real quick. Or put your fingers in his eyes, take one of his eyeballs out, and let it lay on his cheek. He'll stop. real quick then.
Well, you can't grab them and squeeze them by the balls no more. A lot of them ain't got none.
No. You hit a female officer or a female period, you don't have any balls at all. You're right.
Right.
Oh, I think this is where... Oh, I hope it is. Hold on for a minute, guys.
Come Queen Love.
Hold on. This is... Wait. This is Judge Joe Brown, and he's talking about Vice President Harris.
Therefore, so when you say, I don't know nothing about it, you did because they told you.
Mm-hmm.
You with the big...
Of course, we got to have an ad real quick. Hold on.
A whole lot, and Brooklyn has solved that problem.
It's, you say, I have nothing to say, or I refuse to make a statement. I want a lawyer. But
mm-hmm.
if you're talking with the state, you say, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Fuck you, you know. But with the feds, watch what you say. Because
yeah.
in a federal system, thanks to Biden, Stennis, Eastland, and some other of these yellow dog Dixiecrat races, what happens is they've set it up so you get tried by ambush if it is a criminal case. And if you are absolutely innocent, you don't know shit about what happened. Eastland and Stennis and Biden set something else up where they deliberately set the rules so that a prosecutor could knowingly go at, well, not knowing, but know that he had no case that could get an conviction, but deliberately go after you for the purpose of bankrupting you so your ability to operate is destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one of the bad things that bastard did. And then you got Come Queenla Imhoff in there. You know who Imhoff is?
No.
Yes, you do.
Who?
Mrs. Imhoff, Vice President of the United States, who goes by her maiden name.
Miss Kamala?
Kamala Harris. She's got two Jewish children she adopted. She married a Jewish husband who's got a interesting...
I'm scared talking about Kamala Harris. I'll let you have that one.
No, she's a witch, and she is a corrupt witch. She's been corrupt her whole life, and she fucked her way to the top. They used to detail this witch in the L.A. Times with her sexual escapades. She fucked damn near everybody trying to get a piece to be a frat hoe when she was at Howard. And she ain't black.
You know, I ain't got to do with this, Miss Harris.
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I actually met her father in Jamaica. I was the guest, sat at the governor general's table, and he was a professor.
Okay.
And he represents as a Hindu Brahmin. He admittedly has some Irish in him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The person that Kamala Harris is saying is her black great-grandmother is, in fact, according to Daddy, in an article he wrote, which has now been cleaned up on the online edition of that magazine, was a Hindu house servant, not a black woman. So her mother is listed on her birth certificate as Caucasian, even though she's dark. But see, she's a Hindu Brahmin Tamil caste. Now, interestingly, do you know what the anthropological name is for what Kamala Harris and her parents are?
Mm-mm. No, sir.
Indo-Indo hyphen Aryan. See, they are the original Aryans. But Adolf Hitler and his boys told a big lie. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed Aryans from the far north did not exist, never existed. They were the dark to swarthy to paper bag brown, dark-eyed, dark, coarse-haired Indo-Aryans from the India.
Okay. That's what Judge Joe Brown thinks of our vice president. He's a hoe.
Yeah, I'm talking to him. I was talking to him yesterday.
Were you? Now, he's got a show right here, right? On Blog Talk?
Yeah, he does. He's pretty, I like Joe Brown. He's a good guy.
You should have heard him the other You should have heard him the other week when he called the Bushes. You said he would say fuck you to their face, and he called Pelosi a bitch on Block Talk Radio.
I like him. I have always liked Judge Joe Brown. When I was researching about Martin Luther King,
yeah,
Judge Brown was always in the forefront. Every time
he can
every,
tell you a lot about that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He definitely can, and he does too.
Mm-hmm.
But, now, when's this show on?
It was on. It was on yesterday about, I guess 7 p.m.
7 o'clock. Seven mm-hmm. your time. Or
yes.
My time. Okay, that'd be 8 my time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is it 5 days a week?
No.
Well, you want me to guess how many days? Would you tell me which?
Well, I tell you what. I think he's on 1 day a week. And like I said, I was talking to him yesterday. It would have been, Friday? Yeah, so.
Okay.
And you can go do a search on Blog Talk using his name.
Believe me, I don't know about Blog Talk anymore. I don't. But
archive
I will.
Shows. Maybe I could do it while we talk.
I'll
around here.
When we get off, because I do like Judge Brown. And he talks about the trial, too, that nobody seems to know about, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he knows all about that. What? Go ahead.
Which trial?
With the JFK trial?
No. The young, he's not young, he's dead now. But my dog just opened my door. The man that killed Martin Luther King. He had a trial in James Earl Ray. They had a trial in 1999 because the King family wanted to, go through it. And the judge that came back not guilty, but the judge said the government was complicit in his death. And nobody wrote about it. Nobody said a damn thing about it. Nothing on TV about it. That should have been on TV.
No,
oh, man. And
that's just crazy. I mean,
yeah,
but
it's online. You can go check it out.
And nobody reported on it.
Nobody.
Same shit that's going on today.
Yeah. 1999. I didn't know anything about it. Nothing about it.
Well, you starting to mess with the beehive when you start messing with that stuff. I hate to say it like that, but.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. They had sharp shooters on the firehouse. Oh, yeah. It was a proven fact. Well, anyway, nobody watched it. Nobody heard about it. And I talked about it at work. I never knew that. Well, I didn't either. But now you know. Go check it out. It's very interesting what that judge said. And it took guts for him to say it, too. It took guts. He said it, though. Are you guys going to have to take over for a minute? Because I'm taking a break. Get Kathy in there and Joe, Bianchi, Daniel.
Yo-yo.
I'm here. I'm watching Richard Citizen here. In D.C., the third, what was it, Thursday? He says the Capitol's closed to everybody. Fence is still up. Nobody is there. Everybody's gone.
So you can't get into the State House, of course, or
no.
Capitol building.
No. He says the Capitol is closed to the people all over. Nobody can go. I mean, why would it be closed in the middle of the week? Are they out of session or something?
I don't think so.
The reason I'm quiet is I'm eating. I just fixed a snack, so I'm eating it while I'm listening.
I just love that man. But anyway, he lives up there and he drives around and films stuff, and he says it's just, it's dead up there. There's nothing going on.
Except tribunals at night.
Well, yeah, maybe.
No, I'm serious. I'm eating. That's why I'm quiet.
Well, go ahead.
Okay.
We want you to eat. We want you to feel good because it's only 10:30. We still got 2 more hours.
You got more than that. I'm getting ready.
He also says there was some mysterious booms in D.C. this morning, Thursday morning.
Could be the Space Command. Boom, boom. Joe, did you look up that video?
Which one, Daniel?
Oh, the one on BitChute with Gene Decode and blonde.
No.
Daniel, he's eating right now.
I know it.
Let him eat. He'll feel better later.
Have some energy.
That's right. When I lay down and I start chattering away, nobody has a shot.
He'll be ready to talk about aliens after he eats, Daniel.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Aliens, international beings, interdimensional beings, Biden and his dementia, anything we all want to talk about, well, baby, we're ready.
That's right.
Well, Fiocchi's better hang in there.
He's getting something to eat now because, you know, if he's not talking, he's eating.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Actually, folks, I do feel sorry. I know Biden is an evil person, but
yes.
I don't think he's in his right mind.
I don't
and
want you to go there. You're sounding like your cousin.
I feel sorry for him. I do.
I don't feel sorry for that.
I mean, he don't even know he's in the world. I mean, he just doesn't. You know.
This guy for 40. See, now you're interrupting my eating. You see. For 40 years, he was talking about being a part of the New World Order. He called blacks savages. He was a child molester. He showered with his own daughter.
Yes.
Which is what she said in her diary.
God.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is now, the man, my mother has Alzheimer's, you know. I would never, ever take advantage of her, you know. And here Biden is, he's got either dementia or Alzheimer's, you know. He doesn't even know where he is most of the time. He just doesn't, you know. And I just don't think you ought to, no matter how evil they've been, you know, just take him home and put him in his basement and leave him there, you know.
They got a country to destroy. Come on.
Well, that's true. You're right.
Only if we let them.
Right.
True.
Right.
Our states have got to stand up. You know.
Absolutely.
And take charge back of their responsibility.
You
got to
stand up at the state house, and particularly, you got to stand up at your schools.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And there are a lot of parents that have been doing that. I've been seeing videos, parents showing up at these school district meetings.
Yeah, but they haven't done any changes yet.
Right.
True, but it's promising.
Like one guy got arrested because he wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh, my God.
I think here in Limestone County, they used to be voted in. The members
school
of the
board members?
Yeah. But now they're not. They're appointed now.
Well,
so.
I don't think a mayor should be appointing school board members.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I really don't. That's getting too partisan.
Yeah.
And Kay Ivey, our governor, is up for re-election. She shut Alabama down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope people will remember that when time comes for re-election and get her out of there.
Oh, that old bag ain't got a chance.
Well, I hope you're right, Daniel. Tell them about your Trump hat you wear everywhere, Daniel.
got a red Trump hat Mama bought for me. I wear it everywhere I go, of course. And, y'all, I'm telling you, there's nowhere that I've been that somebody hasn't passed by me and said, love the hat, like the hat, you know, or just breaks a conversation out about Trump, you know. I mean, everywhere I go, I mean, Alabama, of course, we're 100%, you know, we're on board.
Yeah.
Well,
we don't have to worry about Alabama.
It's like I've said before, Trump is a man and he's fallible. It's his message that everybody likes. It's his message.
Well,
close the borders.
Now
build
we know
up the military.
He did what he said.
He did.
Amen.
He's the only president I know that did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Ain't
but
that something else?
Yeah, it is.
There's one thing he talked about during this for you. You know, I've got a better health care plan, but he never came out with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all remember that?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I've got a better one, but he never came out with it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he just didn't have time. I told Daniel one day, I said, I'm wondering if maybe he was talking about those med beds, if they were really real, you know. Maybe that is part of his health plan, you know, the med beds. They're supposed to be free. Every hospital will have them.
Yeah.
You know, if it's true, you know, maybe that's what he was talking about.
I don't know.
You know, we'll have to wait.
But I don't know. Boy, they didn't want him to know anything. They kept everything from him.
Oh, yeah.
And they were afraid of him. They were afraid
right.
of him.
He mentioned Mark Meadows tonight in his speech. Did you hear that, Donnie?
No. What he mentioned who? Oh, Meadows?
Yeah, he was his chief of staff.
Right.
And I thought Meadows was one of them that was keeping people from Trump in the White House.
He was.
Not letting people in to see him.
He was.
You know.
He was, Kathy.
But he mentioned Mark Meadows tonight in his speech.
Yeah, he likes Mark Meadows, but Mark Meadows did keep people from seeing him.
Yeah.
What about Canadians' new leader?
Oh, have y'all heard anything about Canada?
It's Canada 2.0. Go ahead, Mama.
No.
Tell them.
Who was it? What'd you say? Somebody said something.
Was it Trudeau? Where is he?
Well, I mean, I've seen something on the internet that there is a new commander-in-chief in Canada. It's the Republic of Canada. You know, we'll have to wait and see if it's true or not. But I wrote her name down. She's indigenous. Romana Didub. D-I-D-U-B, and she was installed by the allies in the U.S., the alliance.
So Trudeau's gone.
Well, maybe. We'll have to wait and see. You know, Canada's been in under COVID lockdown, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And
people are pissed off in Canada.
Yeah, but supposedly she was installed as their commander-in-chief in February. I saw a video, but, you know, it could be fake. I mean, it could be fake.
Yes.
But that's just something I'm throwing out there in case y'all hear something, you know, about Canada.
Well, we got to get into a position where we just tell people to go to hell, especially these news media.
Yeah. That's the problem.
And, Bianchi, when we see these police officers –
being assaulted out there. We need to get in there and help them. You know, we don't need to stand idly by and watch a police officer be assaulted by somebody. You know?
Hell, I'll put my feet on somebody's neck while you handcuffed them.
Hell yeah.
But that's what it's going to take. But,
yeah.
You know, who was that guy that was on earlier talking about stuff? I mean, this country is divided, but it's just so much rhetoric, so much hostility from the media and everything.
Listen to Joe Biden. He's out there just keeping this going, everything going. What an ass. And all these, MSNBC, CNN, and all the networks, they all keep it going.
They do. They keep people riled up. You know, they keep them mad, emotional. You know,
Biden's out there lying his ass off. I don't know. He's just completely an ass. And Judge Joe, I could have played you a clip. Well, it's not a clip. I had to find it. But Joe Brown tells this young guy that he's talking to all about Biden. And the guy's shocked. Daily Mail headline.
That's a good clip.
Daily Mail headlines, Biden is destroying the U.S. And that's what Trump said. That they're putting down what we're humiliated on the world stage. And he's right. They're taking advantage of us where they wouldn't with Trump. I really believe that.
Oh, you're right, Donnie.
That show is called The DA Stage that he was on. But they don't give no details. I asked him to tell me when he comes back on, and I'll share it with you.
All right. Yeah, send me an email. I don't know what clip this is, but I'll play, see what it is. Spinning. Come on now.
Walls may be thin, but at least
of course we
got
to have a commercial, and we're not going to listen to it. Man, it might be worth it for me to get that ad blocker.
Free with the XFi Gateway. Click, call, or visit a store today.
Gathered tonight, our country is being destroyed before our very own eyes. Crime is exploding. Police departments are being ripped apart and defunded. Can you believe that? Is that good politics, defund our police? Number one, it's bad for our country, but think of it, defund our police. You know, I've long said, they're vicious, they're violent, they, in many cases, hate our country, and they have bad policy. Now, the bad news from our standpoint, they stick together. They don't have some of the people like we have, where they go on their own and they do what they have to. They stick together. And that's the one thing they have. They stick together. But their policy is so bad. And we're going to have a tremendous 2022, just like we did, frankly, 2020. Think of it. More votes than any sitting president in the history of the United States by far. We had a great election. Bad things happened, but we had a great election. But
yes, we did. All right.
Well, Chicago ended up with 4,845.
Hold on, Joe. Bianchi. Tell me that again.
Chicago ended up with 4,845 shots.
Wow.
And 745 murders. So far in the last 4 days, they've had 30 shots, 6 killed.
On Trump in this speech says Afghanistan, zero people were killed since 2019. Zero. and he says it in a speech. And unbelievable. Chicago. My gosh.
4,845. And we talking about kids. Kids, they run down the street zigzag so they can dodge bullets if somebody was shooting at them.
Gosh. How in the hell can you live like that?
Well, what in the hell is people doing in Tulsa? Well, I guess they got a right to be putting on commemorations and photo ops and grandstanding for something that happened 100 years ago, and they're not telling this story, right? Because you're talking about the Creek Indians, the Muscovy. They never tell the story, right? Matter of fact, they came out of Alabama in 1960.
I was going to say, South Creek Indians, yeah, Alabama.
Yeah, but...
By the way,
mm-hmm.
fought them in Alabama.
They say the Creek had worse slave codes than Louisiana and Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. They definitely
Nobody
had,
talks about that.
No, all Indians had their slaves.
Bounty hunters and slave catchers. Matter of fact, the Mississippi Chickasaw and the Choctaw said they weren't going to release their slaves unless the government paid them to. And they did. They paid them to release them. Is that,
no.
Nobody talks about that. And they owned the territory. See, Oklahoma was a territory. It was an Indian territory. Oklahoma
mm-hmm.
didn't come a state till 1907, and their rap was 1921. And as big as what they built was there, you wonder, was something there before it became a state? Did the building go on?
Mm.
And positively, some of those, because the treaty required for them to give up their slaves. And a slave
oh.
became what you call a freeman.
Freeman, yeah.
And the Freeman yeah. Bureau was dissolved in 1906. And to become a member of an Indian is a legal term for someone who's a member of a tribe, a recognized tribe. That's what an Indian is.
Doesn't the government pay these reservations so many millions of dollars a year?
They do, but some of them got gaming going on where they take in billions. And they do
yeah.
a pretty good job, too, Kathy.
Yeah.
With development
yeah.
in that for their people.
We've got one here in Michigan, two of them. And they definitely make a lot. I think everyone on the reservation made $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
$54,000. And that was about 5-6 years ago, I heard.
Well, I thought I had read a long time ago the government was paying them compensation for, running them off of their land and putting them on reservations.
Well, see, they didn't run them off. They lost the war, especially Creek, because this Creek was backing the Confederate States of America.
Yeah.
And then when they lost... They lost, too, the Creeks did. So they signed a treaty and stipulated in the treaty that they was going to have to move or continue the war.
Yeah.
You had slaves that made it with Creek women, and that child was a Creek because their lineage come through the woman, the matrilineal.
Yeah.
And anybody that could trace their ancestors back as a Creek was considered one. In that tribe, the other tribes required you to show quantum, which means you had to show so much blood relationship.
Wow.
Like Elizabeth Warren did.
Yeah.
Boy, busted her good. I loved it. Somebody sent me this because we're talking about racism. Check this out. Our president.
Proud of each and every one of you. This past year has been an extraordinarily difficult year for our country and for the world. the times of loss and anxiety and disruption. And I know you felt it too, losing loved ones and friends, losing time with each other. But you've been incredibly resilient, and you're ready for what comes next. No graduating class gets to choose the world in which they graduate. Every class enters the history of the nation up to the point that has been written by others. But few classes, once in every few generations, enters at a point in our history where it actually has a chance to change the trajectory of the country. Just 3 years after I stood where you're standing, two of my political heroes, Dr. King and Robert Kennedy, were gunned down. The Vietnam War divided the nation and divided families. We're in the midst of a great movement for civil rights, women's rights, and environmental rights. We faced an inflection point, and we did our best to seize that moment because things were changing so rapidly. And now you face another inflection point. As we put this pandemic behind us, rebuild our economy, root out systemic racism, and tackle climate change, we're addressing the great crises of our time with a greater sense of purpose than ever before. And because of you, your generation, I've never been more optimistic about the future than I am today. You represent one of the most gifted and talented and well-educated generations in American history. And you're going to see more change in the next 10 years than you saw and we saw in the last 50 years. But it's going to be up to you. It's going to be up to you to translate that unprecedented change into a greater measure of happiness and prosperity for not only you and our nation, but for the world around you. And I know you will. The Irish poet Seamus Heaney once wrote, "History says, don't hope on this side of the grave, but then, once in a lifetime, the long-for tidal wave of justice can rise up, and hope and history can rhyme."
Well, I hope there's justice. You'll be in prison, so will your son.
Graduates,
his days are numbered.
Well, yeah.
His days are numbered.
He's going to die.
He can say whatever he wants, you know.
How do you graduate when you miss a whole year of school? I'd like to know how that happens.
I don't know.
I feel sorry for the young people. I really do.
I do, too.
Hey.
Yeah, we got some high schools down there. It's a high school in St. Louis County. That's the academic performance where the math proficiency is 5% of a class that's over 900.
Mm-hmm.
615. Reading proficiency is 10 to 14%. And graduation rate is 70%. That's sad. They can't read. Can't do math.
Damn. Science,
well,
I don't.
How can you do math when you're doing classes virtually, you know? I mean, you don't have a teacher, you know? You're doing these classes virtually. You're not even in class. Is California still shut down with their schools or what?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Daniel, Kat. Bring on those goddamn aliens.
Joe woke up. Welcome back.
Joe.
Thank you.
Joe, they're living underground.
Under the sea.
That's what the Alliance has been working on. Taking them out.
They're in the ocean.
Taking them out.
They are, yeah.
No, not in the ocean.
Beneath the ocean.
I mean, yes. under us. You know, I saw a tunnel from Mobile to Birmingham to Huntsville. You know, and there's military complexes under the earth. You know, way, way down under several. You know. And hopefully they can take them all out, the evil ones, the ones that wants to eat us, Joe.
Yeah.
Want to eat us.
Yeah, they do. It's like that Twilight Zone episode that I was talking about before, The Serve Man. It had Lurch in there.
They look at us as cattle, you know. We're cattle. That's how they look at us up here, you know.
Well, the same
cattle.
Way we would look at other citizens of other planets.
Yeah.
Because, look, our human race is fucked. It's fucked up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, otherwise, we wouldn't be having these wars that we do have. We don't need, the United States has invaded something like 40 countries in the last 100 years. 40 countries, including Canada. Okay? We've disrupted other countries' cultures and governments. For what? It's not to bring democracy there. Afghanistan didn't ask us for our so-called democratic help, and we've been there for 20 years. And all our boys are dying over there in Iraq and Afghanistan for what? Just read the book, War is a Racket, and that'll answer the question.
Yeah. It just seems like the deep state, which is the cabal is part of it, they have to keep these wars going, see? I mean,
it brings money in.
You know, more money. They got to keep the wars going.
You know? They got to keep the money flowing, and they got to keep the annihilation plan going, the depopulation plan to annihilate just about everybody on the planet. Do you know what the single greatest cause of death is on the planet, according to what I've read?
What?
It's not natural causes. Now, the next guess would be war, right?
Yeah.
It's not that. It's called democide. In other words, it's the killing of the citizens by their own government.
Yeah.
Millions of us have died as a result of corruption. Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot. We can go on down the line.
Killing their own people.
Killing their own people to keep themselves in power and to make sure that there aren't any uprisings. Keep the people weak. Keep the people unfed. If they were smart, they would just employ capitalism. People would be nice, fat, rich, and contented and wouldn't want to overthrow any goddamn government.
There'd be no reason, yeah.
I told Daniel the other day, Vietnam, you know, they're letting their citizens set up their own little businesses and stands, you know, to make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a communist country.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still letting people, you know, make money by setting up, selling their products and everything.
We had somebody that comes to our show every once in a while, and it's Tulio. And he had gone to Vietnam for a while, and that was one of the things. He said in Vietnam, he said, something happens, like, with your job. He said, you can turn around and open up a stall.
Yeah.
Or you can turn around and put your sign out on the street that you work for this. And he said, I understand how we can't do that here.
Right.
You can't open up a lemonade stand here. Literally cannot do that.
That's right. Regulations, restrictions.
Right.
Got to have a license.
Got to pay for that. You know, you're broke.
You know, I can see that to a point, you know, okay, regulate the lemonade so you don't get some devil spawn who's putting a bleach in the Kool-Aid. But why do you want to regulate like barbershops?
Yeah.
Why do they have to pass a test to cut hair? You cut hair, either it's good or it's bad. The customer likes it, he comes back. If he doesn't like it, you go out of business. You learn real quick how to cut hair.
Yeah, word of mouth will make you or break you.
Don't we have some trade deals with Vietnam?
I think
yes, we do, thanks to John McCain.
Yeah.
And Lindsey Graham.
Yeah. But if Vietnam is trying to bring their country up and to let people work and make their own money, that's a good thing, you know. It's a good thing.
Yes, it is a good thing.
I just think if you just leave them alone, you know, that's one thing that Daniel and I disagree in. I think it was with Syria or something and the rebels. I said, Daniel, it's a civil war. We do not need to get involved in a civil war. Let them fight it out in their own country. You know, we don't need to go in there.
No. Why do you think so many people hate us? Because we don't mind our own business. I'm going to stop saying we. I had nothing to do with it. The Pentagon didn't ask my goddamn permission to go into any country. So I'm just going to say the Pentagon. The Pentagon went into all these countries, wanted regime change. Because it was worthwhile to them and the lobbyists. It's the lobbyists that make money, and it's the American people that suffer because why? The boys go over there to die. And I'm not saying girls. I'm leaving them out purposely because if you take a look at Vietnam, something like 26 women died in Vietnam. More women die, literally, I looked this up, by crossing the street.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was safe if you were a woman to go to Vietnam serving in the United States military. But 52,000 boys, prime of their lives, 21 to 25 and younger, died. For what?
Don't know, Joe. Don't know. Don't know why we have to have those wars except somebody is profiting off of it.
Damn right.
You know,
it's a defense contract. Well, look, the more shells that we explode, that they explode over in other countries, the more shells that have to be replaced, the more ammo has to be replaced. And the defense contractors will be so glad to just continue to make more ammunition for the military.
I think, Phil, how didn't they make the helicopters?
Say that again, Don.
Bell Howe.
Bell Howe? I don't know. I know Sikorsky was a Russian helicopters, but the American helicopters, I forget.
Don't forget the CIA meddling in other countries.
Well, they start wars all by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The CIA needs to go.
Yeah, but it's never going to happen.
Yes,
no,
it will.
Sure. No.
It will happen.
Okay.
It will happen.
I hope so.
They are so corrupt. They're big in the drug running and even part of the trafficking, the human trafficking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they need to go. It
Tell
needs
you
to
what.
Be gone.
In Oakland, California, they started, they the one that put the drugs over there in Oakland.
Yeah.
And got people hooked on that crap.
Mm-hmm.
It was the CIA. And one of the ex-CIA admitted it.
Yeah, but all the people who play those whistleblowers are Alex Jones. He's the only one that I know of.
Well, this guy, I don't know where he's on. I know he's on the Internet. How one of the FBI agents went to prison. They set him up. I thought he was going to get a show, too, on Fox, but he didn't. But, yeah, he spent a few years in prison on a trumped-up charge. If the FBI wants you, they'll get you.
Sure.
Or the CIA.
Or the CIA, yeah.
I just got bad feelings about CIA. I did see something on the Internet. CIA's got a big facility in CERN, Switzerland. You know.
I wouldn't be. Well, they probably have it all over the world. You know. Because those corrupt politicians over there love the American dollars.
That's the cost of being number one.
It's all about money. Money, money.
It's money in your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Well.
Money, yes, which equates to your lifestyle. That's all about being number one in the world. You don't want to drop down.
Did you guys see that clip of the movie? I don't remember what the name of the movie itself is, but there's a clip in there about a freshman at a little get-together, and they have some guest speakers on stage, and a freshman from the audience that's at a college meeting asked, how come America, is number one in the world? And a few of the guests said, freedom, legislation, whatever. One guy says, we're not number one. And he goes through the litany of, like, we're 35th in illiteracy, we're 14th in abortion, we're 5th in mortality, So we used to be great, but
yeah.
America's, we kind of slid down because of corruption.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's because of corruption, people have an easy way to go. I mean, when you're poor in this country, you're rich comparatively.
No,
to
yeah.
other places.
Yeah, some people. And I do feel sorry for a lot of those people coming up across the border. I don't know if they're telling the truth or if they're really fearful for their life because of the gangs in their country.
Well, the numbers that's coming across, they got enough to form a damn army.
Looks like it.
It's an invasion. It's an invasion of the Western industrialized society. Britain, Germany, France, Sweden, they have what? I think they just said that the greatest number of felonies or murders committed in their country was done by the migrants.
Yes, I've seen that. Those European countries, they used to have these big music festivals, Germany did, Sweden, all of them did. But they've had to stop them because these migrants coming in there were attacking the women,
Yeah.
So they had to stop it.
Well, what they want, like the Black Panthers was talking about, denigrating capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got these people that want socialism. Their idea of socialism is a Robin Hood, taken from those who have and distributed amongst those who don't.
Yeah.
Well,
they
how long
no
would that last?
I have no idea what they're in for.
I don't know if I heard this right. Maybe y'all know better, but I heard that the Swedes are taxed at 50%, but they get free health care, schooling, all that. So, imagine half of your salary being taken every month.
Now, the G7 just came out, and there's going to be a global tax on businesses.
Yeah, that G7, 15%.
Yeah, right.
This is on world businesses, so they're going to hit, like, Facebook, not GE, but General Motors is a world place, Fiat,
right.
Ford, any world company that's in more than two countries is going to have to pay the tax.
Trump wouldn't have allowed that.
Well, 15% is not that bad because Trump brought corporate tax rate down to what? What did he bring it down? It was up
20,
real high, brought it 20, down.
22? I don't know.
Yeah, he wanted 15,
like
but of course he had to fight.
Yeah, he had to fight to get what he got.
These corporations are publicly traded. They have shareholders. Dividends go to them and supplement living. And it ain't like these people are putting money in their pocket. Of course, the CEOs and their salaries, and that is voted on in many cases, are signed by proxy meetings, if I'm not
their
mistaken.
Their board of directors. And I get huge bonuses.
Well,
yes, I do.
I guess it's based on performance.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
but,
in Japan, it's based on performance. In the United States, it's kind of based on,
they just give
you're the best asset, so we don't want you going to anybody else. So we're going to give it to you.
Yeah, the year GM filed for bankruptcy, I forgot who it was now, who the CEO was, but he got $5 million. And then he got a severance package for being fired.
For the golden parachutes, otherwise, why be the CEO?
That's right.
That's the case with black professors. I'm talking about research professors that has grants in the tens and 20 millions of dollars. And they won't teach at a historical black college. They rather go to a TWI, traditional white institution, because of the pay difference.
Yeah.
And you can't blame them.
No.
No, I guess not. And you work hard to get where you're at, and I guess trying to get every dime you can get, I can't blame somebody for that.
I would see the... This is some complicated things, and one of the reasons why it continues to exist is because of strictly ignorance. If these kids coming into these historical black colleges, and if they can't do the work, well, then everything is going to fail. And
right.
It's not their fault they can't do the work. The reason why is because of the elementary schools that they come through and the programs that they have, and the idea is one size fit all and everybody have to stick together. That's dumb. With a 28% graduation rate in a college, I know some of those schools got like a 17% graduation rate in 6 years.
Mm. Wow.
Then they asking all the black athletes that's coming out of high school to pick a historical black college. Them athletes want to play with a Pac-5 college like Alabama, for one, LSU.
Yeah.
They're not the ones who go to those schools, and the facilities are terrible.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And sometime, at some point in time, the people themselves is going to have to work to make their particular institution top notch. You can't depend on the government.
That's one of the things that most other countries look at us like, what the hell is wrong with you? Is we give athletes full scholarships, but we don't demand that they keep their grades up.
Well, don't they get tutors sometimes?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they provide tutors.
Yeah, now they do.
Yeah, they provide tutors for them athletes.
When I was in school, they charged by the hour.
Yeah.
Now I know they're, people volunteer. I look at Baltimore. If you want to see something that failed, it's Baltimore.
And that's a liberal, democratic-ran city and school district with teachers' unions.
Yeah, and in Detroit, they stole, I don't know how many computers and everything. They just stole.
And motorcycles.
They stole. And these are teachers that stole this stuff, not anybody on the street. It was the teachers. It was the Board of Education. It was the head man stole a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You remember they brought that one guy in? It was 60 Minutes done a documentary on it called the Disgrace something, American Disgrace. And
many
he was trying to make changes, and they ran his butt off, this new superintendent.
Yeah, they got, I don't know what they got now, but they arrested this guy, raided his house. They raided several. Go ahead, Kathy.
Two superintendents down here, the city superintendent and the county superintendent, that have been terminated because they come up with a scheme to get federal money
they were buying names and addresses from students all over, and they were claiming they were doing virtual classroom, you know, and anyway, they got arrested. It was about seven of them.
They got all this government money you know, for virtual learning due to the pandemic. And it was all bullshit.
But y'all heard me talk about Nazera, right?
Yeah.
Nazera and Jazera. Nazera is a national economic reform system. But if that is true, if it is kicked in and, you know, there will be no more federal income taxes, none, zero. But you will have to pay to buy a new house or a new car or an appliance. You'll have a 15% flat tax for that.
Anything new.
Anything new that you buy.
That's worth
You should talk to Critic about flat tax. Critic is a big one for flat tax.
I
like it the way it is.
But I still think we'd be coming out cheaper paying a 15% tax on what we buy because we wouldn't be paying federal taxes in, you know, every week or every month.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't know because you're going to get the rich people that are going to buy, we'll go with a car. They're going to buy a car. That's going to last 30 years. And we're going to go buy a car. And the only thing we can afford is something that's going to last like 10 years. So who's paying more tax?
Well, it's going to get worse with the more implementation of artificial intelligence. They're going to have it so that, Kathy, when you take out a bag of sugar out of your cabinet, it's going to register. And when you use toilet paper, for instance, it's going to register. And when you go to the store and you take a cart, that cart is going to read information off you to bring up a screen and say, hello, Kathy. According to us, this is what you're short at home. And it's going to bring up all those things.
Yep.
Well, according to this Nazera, if it kicks in, and our whole financial, with the banks and everything, everything is going to be revamped, you know. I mean, I've read that, of course, this is hearsay, you know, that our food prices will go back to the 1950s price.
Yeah.
You know.
Because that's how much it's really worth.
Because that's what it's really worth. And it just doesn't make sense, but, I mean, we'll wait and see. If this thing kicks in and globally, the Jazera is globally, you know, I've already seen where Russia has got back more gold than they ever had. And I think Poland and Hungary have gotten their gold back, you know, to back their money, to back their currency. And supposedly we have our gold back too, and we will have a new currency, you know. So, and it will all be backed by the gold that we have, that we confiscated.
We took back.
Well, you know, it ain't enough gold in the world to equal the unfunded liability the United States have.
Well,
over $120 trillion.
Well, that when Trump filed bankruptcy on the corporation, it wiped out that debt.